Welcome to the A1 Organics Game of the Week. Here's Michael Spillin.
And welcome into your A1 Organics Game of the Week. Here shortly, we will have the Severance Silver Knights visiting the Eaton Reds. With me on the call tonight, Bruce Dick, the legendary high school coach. I'm Michael Spillin. Coach, how are we doing this evening?
Doing great. We couldn't ask for another better night here at Eaton in this great facility, but this is one, probably two of the best 1-2 football teams in the state tonight going at each other. Severance coming off of a tough loss against Meade, came back. And had a chance to win it at the end, and they fell 35-31. Eaton, after going 0-2, they come with a huge bounce-back win over their rival, the Platte Valley Broncos, 48-12. This should be a really good game tonight, Michael.
Yes, it should be, as we are creeping closer to the Steamway floor-to-ceiling kickoff. And as you mentioned it, the Silver Knights coming off a tough loss to the Mavericks, and of course Eaton, after starting the season, we were here 2 weeks ago when they fell to it wasn't a very high scoring game, but they fell in that one as well. And starting the season 0-2, and we talked about this 2 weeks ago, Bruce, and that was, they're not used to starting the season this rough, but they get a bounce back win last week. What does this do at home now, hosting Severance? What are they looking to do in this game?
Well, I think they're looking to come back, kind of continue what they did with their offense last week, scoring 48 points. And, of course, they had a good defensive battle as well. You know, they're getting accustomed to playing with the loss of a great senior class last year. And even though they have some upperclassmen, they don't have a lot of experienced varsity players. And each week, I think this team gets better the more they play together. You know, on the Severance side, if they're going to get the Eaton Reds, I think this has to be the year, Michael. They have some outstanding seniors themselves, and coming off of, tough losses, when you lose by four, to Meade. They got beat a little more heavily by Green Mountain. Green Mountain, obviously, one of the top teams in the state. But this is a year they have a chance to compete with the Reds, and it should be a really good game.
Yeah, and almost a year ago tomorrow, Eaton won this matchup 35-0. And we talked about this kind of the last couple of weeks. Is this another, and maybe revenge is too strong of a word, but a Severance looking to kind of bounce back from what happened to them last year?
Well, absolutely. And during the training camp shows that we had with all the high school teams, you could tell with the Severance players when asked what teams do they look forward to playing, and Eaton obviously was one of those teams, as they want to beat their friends that are right down the road from each other.
Yeah, and again, we talk about Eaton all the time and how they're not used to having a rough start to the season. Last year, they were 6-0 at home, and they've started this season 0-2, looking to flip the script on that one. Last year, they were 5-1 on the road, and they've won one on the road this year. On the Severance side, they were 3-2 at home and 0-5 on the road, so kind of looking to bounce back from that record here in Eaton.
Absolutely. You got to learn to win on the road. Even in high school, there is somewhat of a home field advantage, and Severance to reach their goal and get into those playoffs, they're going to have to have some quality wins. I look for if they would beat the Reds tonight, that would be a quality win, because I think Eaton is still going to have a tremendous year regardless of what happens tonight.
And you had a chance to speak with the head coach of Severance on your coach speak show on this very station at 10 a.m. weekdays. What did he have to say, and what is he looking for heading into this game?
You know, Jeff Van Winkle, the head coach, has done an outstanding job wherever he's been. He just stated how excited he is to get the chance to go to Eaton. I mean, he had obviously high marks for the Reds, three-time state champions, but they just get excited to play what they consider a rival. And I think with his players knowing that Eaton has lost some games, they've proven they can get beat, and I think that just maybe adds to the confidence of the Silver Knights.
All right, we will take a quick break. Creeping up once again to the Steamway Florida Ceiling kickoff. It's time to kick off your home project. Steamway Florida Ceiling, family-owned for over 35 years. Visit them today or whenever you can at 602 8th Avenue in Greeley. Give them a call, 970-373-5601, or visit them online at steamwayfloridaceiling.com. Coming up, we will dive into our Xfinity players to watch and our keys to the game as well. And it is going to be a ruckus crowd, I feel like. It's already getting kind of jumpy here as we are on the west side of the stadium right above the Eaton Reds cheering section. So we look forward to that. Once again, we will take a quick break on your A1 Organics Game of the Week here in Eaton on the Voice of Northern Colorado.
Hey folks, it's Jerry Schimmel. I'm a longtime broadcaster, also a plane crash survivor, so I've been through the personal injury legal battle. If you or a loved one has a personal injury, I hope you'll seek legal help, and I hope you'll do it from a legal team I highly recommend. Kane Doolin McQuinn Young. They just won a jury trial where their client was awarded seven times what the insurance company offered. If you or a loved one has been injured, contact Kane Doolin McQuinn Young, 303-246-1111, or hit them at trialproven.com.
Clearwater Products is the one-stop shop for industrial, trucking, safety supplies, and more. The giant warehouse and shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley has every supply you could need. Hoses, chains, safety harnesses, and generators. But here's the deal. If you're out in the field and need a custom industrial or hydraulic hose made to finish the job, call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891, and they will make it and deliver it. Clearwater Products, your first call for industrial supplies, 970-673-8891.
I'm chilling, but outside it's hot. I could be sweating inside, but I'm not. Why? Because I went to Lemons Heating and Cooling to see what they could sell me. Lemons products sure are amazing. Keep you cool inside when the sun is blazing. The Colorado sun will come out to play, but Lemons Heating and Cooling keeps you cool all day. L to the E to the M-O-N-S. Don't mess with the rest because Lemons is the best. Call today at 970-353-3527.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving Northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across six medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Colorado weather can be a fickle mistress. One moment it's raining, the next moment the sun's out. Oh, look, there's a snowstorm. And now the sun's back out to melt it all away. Avoid the surprises and hear all about the weather with me, meteorologist Cody Wilson of Denver and Front Range Weather. I'll get you the what, where, and when of Northern Colorado's weather on Good Morning NOCO, Mondays at 9:30. And check out my podcast, Cody the Weather Guy, available each Monday on 1310KFKA.com.
The whole show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And welcome back into your A1 Organics Game of the Week as we are here in Eaton. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillin with you as we are moments away from our Steamway Florida Ceiling kickoff. But let's get into our Xfinity players to watch and our keys to the game. Xfinity stays committed to delivering value to members and customers and have been doing so since 1905. Xfinity is proud to support all of the schools in Northern Colorado. And Bruce, to me, when I look at these numbers, and Angel mentioned it in the first pregame show, Davey, the quarterback for Eaton, And he went over his numbers, and I'll just skim over them really quickly. 22 for 53 on the season, 3 touchdowns as opposed to 6 interceptions. And I don't know how much you put stock into QB rating in high school, but it's only at a 38.8. Three of the six interceptions came in our game 2 weeks ago. And
Actually, four of them. Caleb Tejada.
Yeah.
Number 8, Caleb Tejada, University Bulldogs, 4 interceptions, and he is tied in state now as the interception lead.
And Connor Davey, I want to say a bounce back game last week in their victory over the Broncos, 12 for 19, 102 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. You look at the other side, Jaden Hoffmore, the senior quarterback for Severance, last week in a loss to the Mavericks, 35-31, he went 21 of 37, 365 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, only 1 interception in that game. And so that's what I'm looking at in this game, the tale of the quarterbacks. I know we see a lot of running plays in high school, but it might come down to who makes the best pass at the end of the game.
Well, Jaden Hoffman has been the quarterback for Severance, an experienced kid, very intellectual, knows the game, studies the game, and he is, even though the record shows that they are 1-2 right now, he is having an outstanding senior year. And, of course, he will hook up with his brother a lot, Jeremiah, the junior, and this is quite a combination quarterback receiver, but he has other weapons that he likes to utilize as well, and seems to have just a great rapport and great relationship with all of his wide receivers.
Yeah, and speaking of his brother, the junior actually is plays wide receiver, plays a little running back, one of those Swiss Army knives. How big is he in this offense? I know you just kind of touched on the brother's connection, but what can he do for an offense when he can play, be so versatile and play different positions?
Oh, he's so valuable. Like you say, they'll put him out wide, and he is their leading receiver, 137 yards a game, and I believe right around that. And their big tight end, Brady Varney, he's bringing in over 40 yards a game as well. And then you have the running back, Ian Pennock, who is just one tough kid to bring down.
Yeah, and he is a big part of this receiving core, a junior as well. So it's going to be a fun matchup as we are once again moments away from the Steamway floor-to-ceiling kickoff. We are in Eaton. It'll be the Severance Silver Knights and the Eaton Reds coming up here very, very shortly. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You know Cinco Brothers Shops are a premier family-owned shop in Northern Colorado and where you can go for an amazing cut or straight razor shave. Did you know that you can be trained by a barber by Cinco Brothers? You can find the shops and the school on Facebook, Cinco Brothers Barber School and Cinco Brothers Barber Shops. It's family, local, trusted, and potentially a future career. Visit them on Facebook and find out. CincoBrothers.com and Cinco Brothers on Facebook. That's CincoBrothers.com. It's where you get it all.
There are few things more American than the family farm. Family farms are meant to be passed down from generation to generation. Are you doing all you can to make sure you're going to have soil worth handing down? A1 Organics in Eaton has an affordable agricultural compost that will help your crop yields, long-term soil health, irrigation costs, and minimize erosion. A1 Organics knows how important water is to Colorado farmers and wants to help you stewards of the land make the most of it with their 49 years of experience. 1 mile east of downtown Eaton on Weld County Road 76, A1 Organics.
Hey, Northern Colorado, Dave Ramsey here for Water Pros. If you're worried about chemicals and want to improve your family's water quality without spending a small fortune, call the experts at Water Pros. From whole house water softening to reverse osmosis drinking water filtration, Water Pros can help. Call them at 303-632-6930 or go to waterpros.net and request your free water test today. and tell them Dave sent you.
Technology has changed the way we do everything. TV used to be in black and white, and then came color, and then high def, and we were amazed. Technology in the roofing industry has also changed. Don't settle for the equivalent of a black and white TV on your roof. Discover Pro Nano, the most amazing new innovation in the roofing industry to protect your shingles. Pro Nano spray-on property technology will truly blow your mind. Your home is your castle, so protect it with the best defense for our Colorado weather with Pro Nano. Check them out for yourself at ProNanoLLC.com.
Whether you're planning a party or a quiet evening at home, On the Rocks Liquor has what you need to make it a perfect evening. From an incredible selection of top name and hard to find spirits and beers to an unmatched selection of wines, On the Rocks Liquor has it all. Featuring the most friendly and knowledgeable staff in town, On the Rocks has been helping Greeley unwind for well over a decade. There's nothing like getting great value from a business that values you. Stop in and say hi today at On the Rocks Liquor, 4637 29th Street in Greeley.
Greeley, show up for Welcome Back Saturday, September 16th, 10 to 5 on the 900 block of 9th Avenue. It's a fundraiser for Greeley Evans District 6 Schools Food Pantry and Success Foundation. It's all organized by downtown Greeley businesses with free haircuts, a car show, face painting, food trucks, performances, and more. Donate cash or school supplies because all the money raised will go to the school pantries because no child should face food insecurity. Join compassionate Greeley businesses in front of the courthouse Saturday, September 16th, 10 to 5.
We've redefined coach speak.
I don't care what your sport is, what your classification is, to go undefeated is so difficult.
Legendary basketball coach Bruce Dick talks to preps coaches and student athletes around Northern Colorado.
We are talking with Walker Martin.
I tell all these little kids, don't take it for granted because that's what's going to separate yourself from everybody else once time flies by and you get older.
Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want football all the time.
Up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
That's why KFKA carries the NFL.
A block at the pylon and a touchdown.
Sunday, Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night. When it comes to football, KFKA is undefeated. Enjoy Westwood One and Compass's coverage of the NFL all season long on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillman with you as we are minutes away from the national anthem here in Eaton as we will get that going right now, and then we'll be back for your Steamway floor-to-ceiling kickoff as it'll be the Severance Silver Knights and the Eaton Reds right here as the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Water and irrigation is complicated, but it doesn't have to be that way when you get a Rinky sprinkler on your farm from Alliance Irrigation. Alliance Irrigation also does residential wells. Give them a call at 970-353-1621. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillman with you here from Eaton High School, as it'll be the Eaton Reds hosting the Severance Silver Knights. As Angel also mentioned in the pregame show, nice cool night, around 64. It might dip into the high 50s come the end of the game, but it should be a good one as these players with the adrenaline high won't feel much of the cold. And personally, Bruce, what are you looking for in this matchup?
You know, I think turnovers are a key. That seems to be kind of an easy answer, you know, when you talk about a football game. But because of the interceptions that Connor Davies has thrown, I think that definitely could be a factor tonight. And he's just got to take care of the ball. Very talented young man, just a dual threat athlete, can run and throw it. Just a little more careful with the football, making sure that you know, he just doesn't give up anything easy for Severance to convert. Also, for Severance, I think they need to jump out early. Michael. I think, you know, after losing 35-0 last year, I think they got to get some confidence going early in this football game. And if they get the ball on this opening kickoff, we'll know if they will in a little bit. I think it's important for them to drive down and score.
Right, and we will see what happens in this one as opposed to what happened last year. Once again, this is the A1 Organics Game of the Week. You can vote on which matchups you want to see. Usually two matchups are posted out there. And, of course, Eaton versus Severance beat out Loveland versus Thompson Valley this week. You can head to at 1310 Preps Radio on X to get that vote in at the beginning of each week, and also give at 1310 underscore KFKA a follow on X as well, as the Twitter name is officially kaput. It is gone. So now it is now X, as we are moments away from the Steamway floor to ceiling kickoff. Remodel, budget planning, consultation and design, financing options, personal in-home design service, cleaning and restoration after damage, restoration, smoke and odor restoration, complete structure cleaning, duct cleaning, 24-hour emergency service, and free estimates. Go to steamwayfloortoceiling.com for more information. This first half is also brought to you by Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins. Not just transmission repair and rebuilds, air conditioning service, battery repair and replacement, courtesy check and tune-ups. Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins does it all, as we are seconds now away from the kickoff here in Eaton. Eaton will kick off to Severance as they will kick from our right to left.
And I think Severance is going to get the ball first, Michael. And as we just stated, I think it's important that they at least put together a good drive. Obviously, scoring points would be such a huge confidence builder for the Silver Knights after they were shut out a year ago.
Silver Knights hoping for... So Eaton will start, or excuse me, Severance will start their drive close to their own 25.
Yeah, it looked like Logan Hurley with a nice down-the-field tackle for literally no return yardage on that kick. Low-line driver took a bounce and well covered by the Reds.
Number 8, Reed Green, the wide receiver and free safety junior for Severance, attempted to play that ball. He's lined up to his quarterback's right. Once again, Jaden Hoffman, the senior 6'2 quarterback at the helm for the Silver Knights. He'll send a man in motion. He'll turn, hand it off, and straight up the gut, and finally will be brought down past the 30 to the around the 32-yard line go the Silver Knights.
Yeah, Pinnock, boy, he ran hard on that opening play and looked like he was going to be stopped for a gain of 2 or 3 and gets at least 5 on that play.
Pennick, the 5'10 junior running back, also plays a little bit of linebacker on defense as well. As Severance will come out, gain of 6, they officially spotted on their own 31-yard line. So it'll be 2nd and 4 for Severance. Turn, hands it off again. Here's Pennick, gets around the outside, finally gets tripped up near the 39-yard line.
Well, and you can see the early philosophy for Coach Van Winkle right now. Ian Pennock getting the first 2 carries and good for a first down. They probably think they can run against this front by the Eaton Reds. This is a great time for play action as well. Let's see what the Silver Knights do.
Severance with a new set of downs at their own 38. Here's the turn handoff to Pennock. Oh, and the exchange was dropped, and Eaton believes they have it on the fumble, and they do.
Yeah, Hoffman just stuck the ball out for Pennock to take, and I think he was trying to bring it back, and a lot of confusion, just a ill-advised play with your quarterback and running back on the exchange. And there's one of the keys we talked about, Michael, right off the opening series, a turnover.
I was just about to bring that up as well. You just mentioned turnovers. Here's our first of the game. Reds with good field position at the Severance 37-yard line. See if Davey can get the Reds' offense going. He'll send two men in motion from the right side to the left. Davey will take it, turn, hand it off, and here's a drive up the middle and gets around to the 30-yard line. Nice little run there for Eaton on their first play.
Kind of the same MO that Severance came out with, just a good solid run, good blocking up the middle, a gain of 7 yards on first down for the Reds.
It looked like D'Angelo Rosas on the carry for the Reds. Here's the pitch back to Rosas. He'll go around the outside, trips and falls down almost behind the line of scrimmage near the 32-yard line, so we'll get a loss of a couple.
Yeah, Rojas went to make his cut and decided to go lateral trying to get to the outside and somewhat just stumbled. Big third down for the Reds.
Rojas averaging just around 67 yards per game. Here's Davey. He'll drop back to pass in trouble, throws right, and this is going to be over the head of his intended receiver near the goal line. And it looked like Gunnar Duncan, the senior wide receiver, the intended receiver.
Looked like Gunnar just possibly slowed down just a little at the end, and it just was out of his reach on that third down attempt.
And there was a penalty on the play, and it'll drive Eaton backwards, so they may bring out the punt team as it was 4th and 7 before the penalty.
What I think you're going to see, Michael, is a repeat of third down since they did accept the penalty. Third and about 16.
So here's Davey with three receivers lined up to his right. Third and a mile. Steps up in the pocket. He's in trouble. He's going to have to run himself out of this. He gets around the 45. Another penalty comes down as Davey runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
Boy, that flag seemed to come out well after Davey had already ran to the outside, and the flag is mark. Another hold by the Reds. I didn't see the hold, but when the flag was thrown, it seems like it really had nothing to do with the play.
Well, unfortunately for the Reds, the referees thought otherwise. Is this one?
I'm sure it's a good call, but as a player, you need to know that that ball's, you know, past you. That runner is gone. Just let it go. Don't make the attempt to make that extra block.
Third and a long 24 for the Reds as they find themselves on their own side of the field after fumbling or recovering a fumble. Here's Rosas around the outside. He trips, gets back across the 50 near the 47-yard line of Severance. So now it will be fourth down, and the special team unit comes out for the Reds. Missed opportunity for Eaton on the fumble recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Silver Knights have gained 10 yards on defense.
Gunnar Duncan will line up as the punter as he missed a ball over his head just moments ago, which would have put Eaton up in this one just after the turnover by Severance. As we approach the 9-minute mark to go here in this first quarter, Duncan's punt is a high one.
It's a great punt.
And this will be caught around the 7-yard line. Fair catch. And Eaton just runs right into the punt returner, and we have a flag on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be fair catch interference, I'm sure. Although he bobbled the ball just slightly. But in the eyes of the official, I think that is going to be fair catch interference.
So they place this ball on the Severance 7.
Here's one thing I don't understand why officiating has got to this. There's the flag. We know the penalty. Enforce it. And there seems to be always discussion after a penalty.
So there was a little. Now they pick up the ball.
And now they're going to walk it off.
Yeah, they want a different ball. They didn't like that football.
All this has taken well over a minute, and it easily could be enforced much more rapidly.
So they will move this spot up to around the 23-yard line now of Severance. So that's what they will take over. 8:50 to go here in this first quarter, and we're finally ready to get this going. Severance's second drive of the game. They fumbled in the first one after a couple plays. Here's a turn handoff, and Penick will get through a few levels of the Eaton defense and be brought down near the 27-yard line. They'll spot it at the 28.
Ian with another really good run, and it's pretty much been all him as far as play calls thus far.
Penick had 73 rushing yards last week and a touchdown in the loss for Severance. As he gets the handoff once again, and that one went nowhere fast, dropped in the backfield.
And another little hiccup on the exchange between quarterback and running back.
A loss of three on that one. That one backs him up to the 22, third and 11 for Severance in this one.
Look to see Jaden throw the ball for the first time tonight. Jaden Hoffman, their fine senior quarterback.
He's in the shotgun. He'll get the snap. He's looking right, throws, and this one's in and out of the hands of his intended receiver.
Yeah, Brady Varney just couldn't quite haul that in. I think the defender may have gotten a little hand on that as well.
So that brings up fourth down for Severance, and they look to punt this ball away. So early theme in this one, Bruce, going backwards for both teams.
Yeah, both teams unable to sustain any part of a drive.
So should be decent field position for the Reds after they receive this punt. And this one is a line drive punt, gets over the 50, bounces around the 46, and it'll be downed near the 44 as the Silver Knights get to the ball first.
Yeah, lone line punt, boy, those are the dangerous ones that could be returned. Good job hustling down the field to get that covered by the Silver Knights.
Once again, you're listening to the A1 Organic Game of the Week that you all voted for on social media earlier this week, as Eaton will take over for their second drive of the game. Two wide receivers lined up on either side of Davey as they look to have a better drive on this one. Started in Severance territory last time and finished in their own side of the field, so they could not capitalize on an early turnover by the Silver Knights. Davey will send a man in motion, pitch it to him, and tries to get around the outside. He does. And finally brought down near the 50-yard line on the far side of the field.
That's Vinny Juarez on the somewhat of a little bit of a jet sweep. And a good gain of 5 yards. Eaton seems to be running the ball well, Michael, but as long as they don't self-destruct and get the holding calls again.
Especially on runs that pick up good chunks of yards. And this time they go no huddle. Davey once again, send Juarez in motion, and Davey will. It's a good, nice gain there on the Severance side of the field, close to the 41-yard line.
Interesting motion there. Little motion, almost a little circle around the quarterback, and the quarterback fakes the handoff and keeps it, runs up the middle.
So nice play by Davey as once again they're going no huddle. Davey with receiver split out wide. Screen pass to the far side. It's caught around the 40 and goes out of bounds near the, we'll call it, 34-yard line.
Gunner Duncan, nice reception. Able to use his speed to pick up 5 yards.
Second, and they're saying 6 at the Severance 35-yard line as we approach 6.5 to go here in this first quarter, and this play is blown dead.
Although we saw motion by Eaton. It looks like that could be an encroachment call.
And it is on the Severance defense.
Just short of the first down, so call it second and one.
And once again, we'll get a whistle before the start of this next play.
Oh, now they're going to say it is a first down. There again, as well marked as this turf field is, there shouldn't be any confusion whether the ball crossed the first down yardage.
Davey will turn hand this one off. Look like D'Angelo Rosas on the carry. He'll get down near the 28-yard line.
Yeah, Eaton's been able to move the ball, Michael. Other than one negative play that has not been a penalty, they have been able to run the ball consistently.
So they'll have it second and six from the Severance 28-yard line. Davey will throw another screen pass. This one is caught by Cade Gentry. He gets around the outside, finally pushed out of bounds near the 21-yard line. Another good chunk of yards there for Eaton.
I love it. It was actually a lateral to Gentry out wide. Let's see if they come back later in the game with same action with a double pass.
Gentry and Duncan lined up on the left side of the line. Davey with two backs near him. He will turn and hand this one off. Look like Juarez, and he is being pushed backwards. We'll see where Ford Momentum gets him. And it is a first down for the Reds.
Nice drive going by Eaton. They're going to have the ball just outside of the Silver Knight 20-yard line.
Under 6 minutes to go here in this first quarter. No score. Here's Davey. He will get it. He'll keep it himself. He gets around the outside, spins, and he is finally brought down near the 17-yard line, we'll call it.
Well, there you see the talent of Davey, the dual threat. Obviously could have stepped back and thrown the ball, and that was a run play, it looked like, all the way.
Davey on the ground averaging just over 25 rushing yards per game. As he's got lone receivers on both sides, he'll turn hand this one off to Rosas, and he gets around, spins around another guy, and finally brought down, we'll call it the 13.
Boy, Rojas, he's just shifty. You know, he looked like he was cutting that up and just bounced it to the outside to get an extra 4 yards.
Well, they spot this one at the 11, so third and short at the Silver Knights 11-yard line. Three receivers out to the left of Davey. He'll take it, turn handoff to Rosas, split up the middle, and he is into the red end zone for an Eaton touchdown.
Boy, he just slipped his way through that excellent block up front by the line, and Eaton is on the board first.
D'Angelo Rosas, the senior running back, will get into the end zone for the first score here as we look at the Gould scoreboard as the Reds take an early 6 pending extra point lead over the Severance Silver Knights. So they make up for the missed opportunity on the fumble earlier in this quarter. Gunnar Duncan, who punts, kicks, and he will hit the right upright, and it is no good.
And let's just go over that scoring drive. A lot of rushing the football. Connor Davies kept it for a good gain. But Rojas and Vinny Juarez really led that scoring drive that is brought to you by A&W of Eaton. And, of course, what sounds better right now than a Papa Burger and a root beer freeze? A&W of Eaton, thank you for the scoring drive opportunity.
Yeah, and also what sounds good is the chicken tender combos with all new sauces. 100% all white meat, chicken tenders, fries, and a drink. You cannot go wrong with that. They got those fire pepper sauce, savory A&W sauce, and once again, that root beer float No matter if it's warm, cold out, it always tastes good.
It doesn't matter. Hey, Michael, was that Rojas or Juarez with that touchdown?
It was Rojas, yeah.
Okay. They wear 22 and 23, and I wasn't sure which guy got in there. Nice shifty run.
So Gunnar Duncan will come out for the ensuing kickoff and is blown dead as the ball is in the air. And
I think Eaton was offside.
Well, while they pick the laundry up off the field, let's head back to the studio for a score update.
All right, guys, first one of the night here on our Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard has the Wellington Eagles striking first in the Box Elder Cup between them and Timnath. Lincoln Dalton 8 yards out. They lead 8-0.
The Box Elder Cup. Well, Eaton backed themselves up 5 yards, Michael, so we're going to see this re-kick here.
Yeah, as they spot this one at the Eaton 45, so a little bit of longer kick for Gunnar Duncan as this one will be brought up the far sideline, finally pushed out of bounds near the 40 of Severance. So not bad starting field position for the Silver Knights as they come out for their next drive. Reminder, this first half is brought to you by Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins. Visit the Fort Collins office at 3737 Mason Street, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Saturdays by appointment. Give them a call at 970-226-4477 or in Loveland at 1119 East Eisenhower. And they are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Or give them a call at 970-667-3006. 4:22 here in this first quarter. Eaton with a 6-0 lead. Here's the pitch back to Pennock, and he is going to be blown up in the backfield near the 35-yard line.
You know, one thing that Coach Van Winkle stated today on Coach Speak, Michael, was the Silver Knights' ability not to give up and get, you know, come back late in ball games. But we also talked to the importance about, you know, not getting that deficit and playing better early in the game. And I'm sure Coach Van Winkle would like nothing more than to put together a sustainable drive here.
And there was also a penalty on the play, so they're being backed up a little bit further. Didn't catch what the penalty was, but it is first and 15 from their own 34-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right here for the Silver Knights. Looking to pass. He throws this one over the middle, and this one is out of the area of his intended receiver as he's stretched out for that one.
Jaden looking for Jeremiah, and I'll tell you what, Jaden just missed that. Jeremiah was open, ran a really nice pattern. Jason just a little off target on that pass play.
So brother looking for brother, trying to get some yards on that play.
They'll come to back to that later in the game because he found a way to get open in that part of the field.
Silver Knights second and 15 from their own 34-yard line. Eaton with a 6-0 early lead here as we approach 4 minutes to go in the first. He'll turn, hand this one off, panic around the outside, and finally gets held up near the 37, we'll call it, yard line.
Yeah, almost gets the penalty yardage back to bring up a 3rd and 10.
PA announcer here at Eaton pumping up this Reds fan base. Pretty good crowd on the other side for Severance.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well.
Boy, I mean, Eaton draws so well. The stands are full. There's people along, standing up along the fence, but the Silver Knights brought it as well.
Here's the snap throw to his left. This one's going to be caught and finally upended right at midfield.
Boy, what a great throw by Jaden Hoffman there. Brother to brother there.
So the brother connection happens for the first time. Would have been another significant gain of yards if they completed a pass just moments ago.
Well, that was a big third down play, and it gives, you know, Severance a little better field position. They are right at midfield and to operate their offense.
And we'll see what bigger brother Jaden Hoffman does. He'll turn and fake the handoff. He's going to run around the outside. Gets a good chunk across the 35. Finally tripped up near the 30 and rolls all the way past the 25. Great run there by quarterback Jaden Hoffman.
Great run and a game-saving or a touchdown-saving tackle by Benson Hood. Just got Jaden at the ankles. Otherwise, I think he was in the end zone.
So back-to-back first downs here for the Silver Knights, looking to respond to the Eaton touchdown that happened moments ago. As we are approaching 2.5 minutes to go in this first quarter, Eaton with a 6-0 lead. Hoffman will take it, turn handoff to Penick. Penick goes straight up the gut. He gets a good, nice yard pickup there, and he is finally brought down near the 15-yard line.
Boy, just a really good job up front by the Silver Knight line, giving Ian Penick a great hole to run through, and boy, he knows what to do when he has a little room to run.
So Silver Knights with a substantial drive here late in this first quarter, trying to respond as they'll get this one first and 10 from the 15. Three straight first downs for the Silver Knights. Hoffman will take it. Turn handoff to Penick, and this one is absolutely dug out.
And for the Silver Knights as they were fortunate to hang on to that football.
And once again, it looked like it happened right at the exchange point. So good job by Hoffman to hang on to that one, as it is a loss of three. Just under a minute and a half now to go here in this first. Silver Knights looking to cap this quarter off with a touchdown. Jaden Hoffman shifting some guys around, sends brother to his right, and this one is going to be whistled down, and it looks like we'll have our...
I think that's a timeout, isn't it?
We will have our first timeout, first stoppage in play. Once again, timeouts brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. We'll take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What does Alt Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome inside the Aloe Fiber Studios. Get you a couple of Clearwater products out of town. Scoreboard updates real quick. My favorite game of the night to keep an eye on in 2A, number 5 University, number 4 Elizabeth. The Bulldogs actually score second, but they lead 7-6 over the Elizabeth Cardinals. Also, crosstown battle tonight at District 6, Greeley West and Northridge. The Grizzlies are on the board first. Chris Perez with the 8-yard touchdown run back out to Eaton High School to Michael and Coach Dick. Got a couple of more scores we can get you through here real quick before until we get them back live and on the air. So I mentioned the University and Elizabeth game. I didn't mention how Elizabeth scored their touchdown. They got a 100-yard pick six. So the Bulldogs were set to score first, and then they come up short as they give up the pick six, but they march it back down. Dylan Supp, the 2-yard score reception for University. They are up 7-6. As I mentioned a moment ago, we still have that Wellington and Timnath score in the Box Elder Cup. The Eagles lead 8-0 in that matchup tonight. Have our first final on the afternoon as the Academy and D'Evelyn started early this afternoon. That game was over by about 6:45. The Jaguars outdo the Wildcats 30-7. The Academy now 0-3 this year, and DeEvelyn is 1-2 as they pick up their first win on the season. Valley and Fort Lupton tonight down in Blue Devil Country. Vikings are 0-2. They have the lead 6-0. Fort Lupton at 1-2 on the season. Our game, A1 Organics Game of the Week, score currently is 6-0 in favor of the Eaton Reds, maybe 7-0 in favor of the Eaton Reds. One final score to get you real quick. As I mentioned, Northridge with the 6-0 advantage at District 6. Chris Perez, the score for the Grizzlies. Looks like we've reached the end of the first quarter. Yes, end of the first quarter at Eaton High School. So we'll take our quarter break here on our A1 Organics Game of the Week. When we come back, hopefully we'll get you back out to the game. If not, you can listen to me rattle a little bit more, too. This is your A1 Organics Game of the Week. Preps Football, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillin with you as we had a little bit of connection issues, but we are back with the start of the second quarter. Eaton with a 6-0 lead, but Silver Knights are threatening to score as Hoffman has a wide open touchdown run on the outside, far side of the field, and Severance will tie this one up.
That was the Grand Canyon of running over on the right side. There was not a defender within sight of the hash mark to the sideline, and Hoffman easily scores.
So we await the extra point, but as of right now, it is tied 6-6 as Severance does respond on a very long, substantial drive. And the extra point is a low line drive kick, but it is good. So the Silver Knights take an 7-6 lead here early in the second quarter.
And Jaden Hoffman wraps up that scoring drive, a 60-yard scoring drive by the Silver Knights, and that is brought to you by A&W of Eaton.
That is also Jaden Hoffman's second rushing touchdown of the season, and it came at a great time for Severance.
Well, that was such a well-designed play that the entire defense of the Eaton Reds were on the left side of the field. And Hoffman just keeps it, and he really could have walked in. Being the athlete he is, he ran hard.
So Eaton will get it in just a few moments as, once again, the Gould Parts scoreboard. The Severn Silver Knights 7 and the Eaton Reds 6. During this kickoff, let's kick it back to Kyle in the studio with a quick score update.
Yeah, guys, real quick on our Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard. Highlands Ranch, 5A Highlands Ranch, jumps out early 9-0 on the strength of a safety and a touchdown over the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Riders have came back. Guess who? Xavier Ramirez scores from 1 yard out to get him within 2, 9-7 the score.
Well, that's going to be a good game over at Roosevelt. Highland Ranch coming in 0-3, but the competition that they've played has been superb.
And that kick was another low-line drive kick for Severance, and Eaton lucky to fall on it, but they did at their own 39-yard line. So pretty decent starting field position on this drive for Eaton as now they look to respond. The Reds may be thinking that a missed field goal, hopefully it does not come back to haunt them later in this game. Here's Davey in the gun. He will take it, turn, keep it, and he will be tripped up, brought down near the 42-yard line.
Yeah, Eaton lined up and trips to the right side and spreading that out, hoping to get some yardage up front with Davies on the keeper. And gain for only a couple of yards.
Just a reminder, stay tuned for the Clearwater Products halftime report here in about 11 minutes. As Davey will actually hand this off, and this maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage as Rosas didn't really have much room to deal with there. 3rd and 7 for the Reds.
This is a big down, big third down play. I think it's maybe even more important for the Silver Knights after scoring if they can get a three and out here by the Reds.
There's another keeper for Davey, and once again, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. So not the drive that the Reds wanted after a Silver Knights touchdown.
Very conservative on that series. Just the three basic runs up the middle, and the Silver Knights are going to get the football back, barring any unforeseen circumstance here.
So Severance with confidence rising after a touchdown and after a pretty good drive-stopping defense right there. As we hit 10 minutes to go here in this first half, that's brought to you by Aimco, Loveland, and Fort Collins. And it's going to be a fake punt. No, he runs to the right and kicks it to the right. And this one's going to be finally downed near the 24-yard line.
The old rugby-style kick,
there you
Michael.
Go. And is that why you send a man in motion on a punt to try to throw the defense off a little bit?
I think a little distraction there, yes. And you called it perfect because I thought it was a run all the way. And then, you know, he just stops suddenly and kicks the ball, trying to get the bounce down the field, which he did.
So Severance will start this drive on their own 22-yard line on the heels of a scoring drive, a long, substantial drive, 60-yard scoring drive. Here's a turn, and he will fake it and throw pass, and this one's going to be caught at the 20, gets all the way down to the 35-yard line for Severance. So Reed Green on the catch and run for the Silver Knights, and already positive yards and a first down for the Silver Knights.
Yeah, Severance really opening it up since that first series. They're coming out throwing the football more, a lot of play action, and their receivers are getting open.
Jaden Hoffman, who ran the touchdown in last drive for Severance, in the gun. He'll send his brother in motion, turn, handoff to Penick. He's going to go around the outside. He gets a few yards, a few blocks, and he's going to be brought down all the way to the 45-yard line. So another 9-yard gain for the Silver Knights.
There were some outstanding blocks on that play. One of the Red defenders just got drilled with a lead block.
This ball will be spotted at the 44-7/8-yard line. As the Silver Knights looking to capitalize on another nice drive here. Hoffman in the gun. He's going to throw this one. He's throwing this right down the sideline. It's going to be caught and incomplete in and out of the hands of his brother. Jeremiah Hoffman looked like he had it. Maybe a defender's arm came in and knocked that one away.
Yeah, that ball was right there for Jeremiah as he turned around, but I think you're right. I think one of the Eaton players recovered well and made a nice attempt on that deflection.
Perhaps another touchdown-saving play for Eaton Reds defender. Third and one for the Silver Knights on their own 45-yard line.
That was a great call on second and one, though, just to go deep, knowing that you can come back and have a short yardage play on third down.
Let's see what they draw up here. Third and short. Hoffman in trouble. He's going to have to throw this one, and it's going to be thrown and incomplete near the 50-yard line, looking for Ian Penick, and it'll bring up fourth down.
A little surprise there. You know, you think that you're going to run and get the first down. But I think the Silver Knights, they'll probably go for this, even in their own territory, at the 45-yard line.
1 yard to gain for Severance, 8-12 on the Gould scoreboard. They lead this one 7-6 over the Eaton Reds.
We could see another Hoffman. However, he is not under center. We're not going to see a sneak.
Hoffman waiting for the snap, perhaps trying to draw a defender offside. He'll take it. He will keep it. He'll roll out to his right, and he's going to keep this and run for the first down out of bounds near the 49-yard line.
Run pass option, and Jeremiah just tucked it away and made sure he got the first down. Well-designed play.
So fresh set of downs for the Silver Knights as this drive continues what could perhaps be another long time-draining drive for the Silver Knights.
Yeah, the Silver Knights started this drive at their own 23-yard line.
They are now on their own 47. Two receivers on either side of Hoffman. He's going to throw this one, rolling out to his right once again. He's going to keep it. He'll get past the line of scrimmage and finally run out of bounds near midfield.
Man, Michael, you called that. You said near midfield. The ball's going to be placed, I believe, right on the 50-yard line.
So gain of 3 for Jaden Hoffman, and he's made a lot of plays on his feet already in this game.
Yeah, you can tell his experience and his athleticism is beyond most high school players. Let's get a score, quick score from Kyle.
Yeah, guys, Matt B. said keep him up to date on those University Bulldogs. They trail now 12-7 to the Elizabeth Cardinals. Cole Robinson, the touchdown here on your Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard.
And there is the brother connection again. Jaden Hoffman to Jeremiah Hoffman. And what a catch near tiptoeing on the sideline.
Yeah, near the sideline and just goes up and makes the great grab. Another long gain for the Silver Knights.
And 3 first downs in a row for Severance as they are threatening once again as they creep into Eaton territory as this ball is on the Reds' 25-yard line.
This drive has kind of been the Hoffman drive.
Jaden Hoffman in the gun. He will drop back to pass down the middle. This one's going to be caught and popped out of the hands.
That was Brady Varney, the big tight end for the Silver Knights.
And that one just looked like it was punched right out of his hands as
Brady Varney, great multi-sport athlete for the Silver Knights. Be seeing a lot of him on the hardwood this winter.
So Severance will break their huddle and try to respond after that incomplete pass. Hoffman in the gun. He will turn, hand this one off to Pennick. No, he's going to keep it. Faked everyone out, and Varney caught this one at the 15-yard line.
There's the big tight end going up strong, making a strong catch. Good for, I believe that's good for a first down.
And if Bruce, if there were cameras following you, the cameras would have been faked out on that one. That's a good of a...
I'll tell you, Hoffman is a great ball handler. I mean, he just knows, you know, how to deceive, you know, the defense with his ball handling skills from the quarterback position.
First and 10 from the Eaton 14. This one is a handoff to Pennick, but it
gets... Everybody saw that one, including the defense.
Yeah, that one gets stopped near the line of scrimmage. So Pennick doesn't get much as they place this one right at the 14 where they started. Second and 10 as we approach 7 minutes to go here in this second quarter. Hoffman and company trying to complete another scoring drive. Hoffman in the gun. He's looking left. He's going to throw left. This one near the end zone. And wide open is his brother, Jeremiah Hoffman. And the brother-brother connection results in a Severance touchdown.
Could not have been more wide open. A defender was not within 6-7 yards of him.
So Severance, pending the extra point, takes a 13-6 lead here middle of the second quarter. As Brooke Tafoya, the senior kicker, will come out for the extra point. This one, another line drive, knuckleball, but it is through the uprights, and it is good. So Severance with a 14-6 lead, as we kind of touched on it on the A&W Eaton scoring drive summary. The Hoffman connection in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. 77-yard drive, and it was mostly the Hoffmans. Jeremiah with the reception, with the touchdown reception, but Jaden with several throws, hit Varney as well, and then used his legs to get some first downs along the way as well for that 77-yard A&W scoring drive by the Silver Knights.
So the ensuing kickoff, this one a little bit better, as this one will get all the way down to the 10-yard line and finally brought down near the 25-yard line, as looked like wide receiver Joey Blakowski on the return. So if you are Eaton on the sideline right now, Bruce, as we are getting closer and closer to halftime, are you trying to make something happen before halftime, or are you just trying to get into the locker room and have a fresh?
No, you got to put something together here. You want to go into halftime tied with a score and going for two on the extra points. But I think Eaton, we may see the ball in the air a little more this series.
So here's Davey, and they do not throw it, but Rosas gets across the middle, splits a couple of defenders, gets across the 50, and finally brought down on the Severance 45-yard line. Well, Bruce, they didn't throw it, but a nice run to start the drive.
Well, absolutely. Rojas, boy, he is just so shifty and fast. He just evaded the defenders, and a nice opening run.
And they're going to go no huddle as they try to not waste any time here. 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Davey in the shotgun. One receiver to both of his sides, and he's going to keep this one. I don't know if he was waiting for a running back to come get it, but he stood there for a second holding the ball out, and he decided to just run it.
Broken play. Let's see what I can get just running it up the middle. You can see the confusion by the backs in the backfield on that play.
Managed to go forward a little bit. Second and 9 from the Severance 45. More like the 44, but here's the turn, and maybe that's what they wanted to do. Hand off to Rosas. But we have a penalty flag on the play. And it's going to be on the Silver Knights, offsides. So maybe a break there for Eaton, as the broken play, and that play looked like it would have been stuffed at the line of scrimmage as well. But the penalty on Severance puts this ball at the Silver Knights' 39-yard line.
You're looking at second and 5 instead of third and 10, and they're going to get him again.
And Davey just got the entire defensive line of Severance to go offsides. All in one motion, too.
That's a nice 10-yard gain when you don't even have to snap the ball in two plays.
So this ball will be moved to the Severance 34-yard line.
Yeah, Bradley Morgan, defensive coordinator for the Silver Knights. He is not going to be happy with those last two plays.
So here's Davey in the gun. He will keep this one. He's in trouble. Just got to throw it away, and he does. Oh, ball bounces near the 30.
That could be grounding, but I guess not. I did not see a receiver near that attempt.
I did not see a red jersey near the area, and I would assume that Joey Blakowski was the nearest, or excuse me, Gunnar Duncan was the nearest, but apparently not, as it'll be second and 10 from the Severance 34. Same formation. He's going to throw this one to his left. It's going to be caught there by Gentry, and he gets past one defender. I don't know if he slipped, but Gentry finally out of bounds near the 30-yard line. We'll see where they spot it.
Yeah, Gentry with a nice catch and run to evade.
So they do spot this one at the 31, third and 7 for the Reds. Trips left for Davey. Gunnar Duncan split out to his right. He's going to throw to Duncan on the right side. It's going to be caught at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Eaton.
Nice play action. Boy, Connor Davey just stuck that ball right into Gunnar Duncan's hands. Perfect executed play for the touchdown.
And it was a substantial drive, yet a pretty quick drive for Eaton. Two penalties, as you mentioned, got him 10 free yards, and they took advantage of it. And as you just said, placed that ball really only where Gentry could get it.
Well, absolutely. With the A&W scoring drive, it all started with the excellent run by D'Angelo Rojas, and then the penalties, and then the quick pass plays, and that is a 75-yard touchdown drive by the Reds.
And as you foretold, Bruce, they are going to go for two here as Davey in the gun. He's looking left. He's got to scramble out to his right. He's going to throw this one across his body, and it's going to be incomplete. It wouldn't have really mattered, but the two-point conversion is no good. So now the Gould Parts scoreboard is Severance 14 and Eaton 12.
And that A&W scoring drive took less than 2 minutes off the clock, Michael.
That's maybe the quickest 75 yards I've ever seen. So Severance coming out. They will have just over 5 minutes to work with left in this second quarter.
Yeah, plenty of time for the Silver Knights to put something together as well, as they have had the passing connection going as well tonight.
Just a reminder, you're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week, and you can vote for these games early in the week on social media. Go to @1310PrepsRadio on X. Still feels weird saying that, but go there and you can vote. This game, Eaton and Severance beat out Loveland and Thompson Valley.
So Twitter has been X'd.
X'd, yep. And here is the ensuing kickoff. This one's going to be bounced at the 10, and this one is going to be brought back into the end zone for a...
Oh, I don't know
that was close.
That's the right call.
That was close.
It looked like Severance fielded that ball about at the half-yard line, and to evade the defender, stepped back in the end zone, and the official called it a touchback.
It looked like there was more yards in between him and the end zone, but they give him a touchback, so Severance will begin this drive at the 20-yard line.
Let's go to Kyle for a quick update.
All right, guys, Roosevelt has claimed the lead now against Highlands Ranch. Xavier Ramirez, again, this time a 20-yard score, 14-9 in favor of the Riders here on your Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, Xavier Ramirez, we had him on training camp, and what an intellectual young man and a terrific football player he is.
Ethan Shires with the carry on that one. First time we've called his name tonight, the 5'10 sophomore for the Silver Knights. Got a gain of about 5, so it'll be 2nd and 5 from the Severance 25. 4.5 to go here, second quarter. Gould Parts scoreboard, Severance 14, Eaton 12. As Hoffman drops back the pass over the middle, this one's going to be caught near the 40-yard line, and that's going to be good enough for a first down again for the Silver Knights.
And that's Brady Varney again, tight end, running a great route to get open in the middle of the field.
Varney had a big catch last drive en route to a Severance touchdown. And once again, the Silver Knights on the fly once again. Two receivers on either side of Hoffman. He's dropping back to pass. He's looking right. He's going to have to scramble. He's going to be brought down on their own 40-yard line.
Nice pressure up front by the Reds to contain Hoffman. Thought he was going to run for it a little earlier, but they just converged on him quickly.
So we'll see where they're going to spot this one at the 40-yard line. See if the Reds can make a good defensive stand here as they've given up touchdowns on back-to-back drives. 3.5 to go. 2nd and 13 for the Silver Knights. As Shires goes in motion, but Hoffman's going to keep it. Throws off his back foot. Caught by Penick, and he gets across the 40. Gets a couple of lead blocks. Across the 50. 45. Finally brought down out of bounds on the near side near the 40-yard line. Looked like a busted play turned into a great game.
Well, I think that was a little bubble screen, actually, Michael, that they tried to run early and couldn't make the connection. And they brought that back for some outstanding yardage. Boy, Penick, when he gets the football, he just flat-out runs hard.
So, once again, the Silver Knights find themselves on the Reds' side of the field. As this one is at the Eaton 42-yard line. Trips left now for Hoffman. He's going to catch it, turn. He's going to hand it off to Penick. Penick has some room on the outside. Gets across the 35, down to the 25, and finally tripped up near the 23-yard line. Ian Penick. This could be the Ian Penick drive.
Well, we had the Hoffman drive, and this is the Penick drive. Absolutely.
So on back-to-back first downs here for the Silver Knights as they spot this one near the Reds 25. It might be officially the 24. Severance finding themselves with a nice fluid offense. As they started this game off, now long forgotten, a fumble. Here's Hoffman. He's going to run the option, and he's going to keep this. Nope, throw it, and it's going to be fall short there of the intended receiver, Ethan Shires. Looked like he wanted to pitch it, couldn't.
He certainly acted like he wanted to pitch it and did a great job getting the pass off, although incomplete.
So Severance will try again here on second down. As they taking more time in the huddle.
Look for Varney. He's spread out to the left side.
Here's Hoffman looking right, throwing right. Caught at the 20-yard line by his brother Jeremiah. Picks up some speed. Finally tripped up, brought down near the 14.
That completion is going to give the Silver Knights another first down. And with 2:07 on the clock, plenty of time for them to score again.
Yeah, a reminder to keep it tuned right here for your Clearwater Products halftime report. We'll have scores from around the state of high school football, as well as a breakdown of this first half. 1st and 10 from the Eaton 13 as Severance threatening again. And here is Penick around the outside. He tries to hurdle a defender, finally brought down near the 10. Gain of a couple there for Penick and the Silver Knights.
The Silver Knights taking their time as they still have a minute 20 on the clock.
And they come out with two receivers on the left of Hoffman. Once again, Varney split out wide as well. And it looks like we will get a timeout on the field to try to discuss things. Timeout brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and school locally family-owned traditional barbershops in Greeley, Loveland, Johnstown, and soon in Fort Collins. Enjoy precision cuts and straight razor shaves. Convenient no-appointment policy. CincoBrothers.com for locations and hours. Learn the skills to become a classic barber at Cinco Brothers Barber and School. For more information on Facebook, you can get your certification, and that can take you anywhere in Colorado, and those classes are in Greeley. Just over 1 minute to go here in the Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins first half.
Well, we've had a second quarter of offense. Long drives by the Silver Knights, and it's important, I think, right now for the Reds to at least hold them to a field goal to keep this a one-score game.
Gould Parts scoreboard, Severance 14, Eaton 12. as we've had two straight scoring drives by either team. Severance looking to make it a third. Here's Hoffman dropping back. He looks left, rolls right. He's going to throw this one. It's going to be picked off at the 10-yard line by the Reds and pushed out of bounds near the 30. So it's just as you said, Bruce, maybe holding to a field goal, they did one better.
They did. They upped it several by the interception. Great play. And did you get the number on that interception,
and
Michael?
It looked like D'Angelo Rosas, the running back, who we've called a bunch. At least he made it seem like it. He was going to the sideline, pumping his team up.
What a great play, because I'll tell you what, Hoffman just fired that ball, and it looked like it was going for a touchdown, and a great defensive play by the Reds.
So Eaton takes over.
Looks like we have some dirty laundry on the field. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Eaton.
So unsportsmanlike conduct will bring...
Yeah, and that's a penalty that could possibly be 16-year-olds showing excitement because they just made a great play.
And before this is snapped, let's head back to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
Quickly, guys, Greeley West on the board against Northridge. Jeremy Keener scores from 1 yard out. Grizzlies 12, Spartans 6. PAT is optional, apparently. That is your Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard update.
Well, a little crosstown rival there between Northridge and the Spartans.
So they finally talk this over and finally ready to go. Here's Davey, trips right as they start this from their own 13-yard line after the penalty. Would have been close to the 30. But an unsportsmanlike conduct one brings this one back as he splits. Looks like Rosas out wide. He gets the catch on the... And we'll get another flag as he brought down near the 11-yard line.
With 53 seconds deep in their own territory, Eaton may be advised just to get into halftime. Fortunate to be down two.
See what they call here, as it was near the initial point of contact as Rosas tried to get past, and they're still going to spot this at the 11, or excuse me, on the 12, third and 11, second and 11 for the Eaton Reds. Trips right for Davey. He'll turn, hand this one off, and not much there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage as you see even Davey trying to push the pile. And the whole herd collapses near the 14, but that one was stopped back near the 12.
It looks like the Reds possibly may not snap this ball and just head into halftime.
Just 10 ticks left here on the Gould Parts scoreboard. And it looks like they are going to just drain the clock out. Nope, Davey will snap this one, throw to his left, and this one not even close in the direction of Gunnar Duncan. And that'll have the Gould Parts scoreboard all zeros at the end of the Aimco Loveland and Fort Collins first half. Once again, your score, the Severance Silver Knights 14 and the Eaton Reds 12. We'll be back with your halftime report, and this is the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Clearwater Products Halftime Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Kyle Johnson.
Welcome, to the Clearwater Products a halftime show live from our Aloe Fiber Studios. Clearwater Products has a giant storefront at 2001-01 First Avenue, Greeley, with all the industrial products you could ever need. If they don't have it, they can custom build it, offering delivery to the field for when you just can't have or just can't leave the job site, rather. It'd help if I could read. Call them at 970-673-8891. Again, that number for Clearwater Products, 970-673-8891. hose assemblies, fittings, couplers, generators, chemicals, safety equipment, and much, much more. Clearwater Products, they are your go-to source for anything and everything you could need on the job site. Clearwater Products Halftime Show starts like this. Had a slew of Thursday games on the docket, so we will run through those finals first, and then we will get into our games tonight. Also look forward to a couple of games tomorrow, as a matter of fact, so we're going to run the whole gamut here in our Clearwater Products Halftime Show. Mentioned some finals last night in 3A. Holy Family, the number 3-ranked team in the state, they stay undefeated. They go to 4-0 as they knock Mountain View to 3-0. They knock Mountain View to 0-4, but many people on paper thought that game would possibly be a rout. It ended up being a large separation at the end as Holy Family wins by 18, 46-28. But the Lions held their own. They got a score. Their first score was an 86-yard touchdown completion. They also got one from 65 yards out. So they did have a couple of big scores in that game. But at the end, the number 3-ranked Tigers too much for the Mountain View Mountain Lions. The final, again, was 46-26. Greeley Central picks up their second win of the season, thanks to head coach Sean Brown. He got me some stats over today. 336 yards of total offense for the Wildcats as they win 35-20 over the Palmer Terrors, led by Carlos Cordoza's 112 rushing yards on 19 carries and two touchdowns. Martin Mendoza also crossed the century mark rushing as he had 127 yards on nine carries. Also had a 52-yard touchdown catch, so a nice night for Martin Mendoza. Isaiah Asensio, 12 rushes for 45 yards and a couple of touchdowns as well. So good offensive performance for the Greeley Central Wildcats. As I mentioned, they are now 2-2 on the season with their 35-20 victory. Number 9, Windsor in 4A travels to French Field to take on Fossil Ridge. The Sabercats get their first win of the season as they knock off the Wizards 35-30. Windsor 3-1 going into that game, or 3-0 rather, going into that game. They had won those three games by a combined total of 6 points. So finally, somebody gets the best of them last night is Chris Tedford's first win at Fossil. We will hear from Coach Tedford here in our Alt Feedmill postgame show coming up later this evening. Colton Pollock, the offensive star for the Sabercats, nearly 200 yards rushing, four touchdowns for Pollock, 23-77, also a 55-yarder, so a big night for him. Trip Thomas for Windsor had a 15-yard end-around for a score. Brady Lichtenberg had two touchdowns as well for the Wizards, but it was not enough as the Sabercats get their first victory, 35-30. Fort Collins comes up short against Cherokee Trail. They hung with the Cougars, 35-31, the final in that one. Lampkin still looking for their first notch in the win tally on the season. Same can be said for the Rocky Mountain Lobos as they come up short again last night. They do have a win, but they're now 1-3 after Eagle Crest knocked them down 34-9. Now that's all of our finals from last night. Now we'll jump into our games in action tonight. Also kind of look you forward to games tomorrow as well. 2A Patriot League East, only one game on the docket. Actually, two games on the docket tonight, sorry. The University Bulldogs, who we mentioned, and the Elizabeth Cardinals. That's the number 4 Cardinals, the number 5 Bulldogs. Elizabeth scores on a 100-yard pick 6 in the beginning of the game, so sound like the Bulldogs were on their way to scoring on that drive. They come back, get a Dylan Supp 2-yard TD catch to take a 7-6 lead, but then Cole Robinson scores a touchdown on the ground for the Cardinals at the break. It's Elizabeth 12, University 7. Cavan got a score yet tonight from Larry Mills Field in Brush as the Beat Diggers play host to the Yuma Yumas. A little bit longer in that mascot challenge, and then Yuma will have a mascot again, but as of right now, they're just the Yuma Yumas. So we'll try to get a score from that matchup later on in our postgame show. Wellington and Timnath tonight in the Box Elder Cup. It's all Eagles. They lead 28-7. Lincoln Dalton, a couple of scores as he scampered in from 14 yards out. Also, quarterback Tanner Gray had a 48-yard run of his own on the first play of the second quarter. Also, a 6-yard touchdown run. That one set up by a Taylor Schaefer interception. The only Timnath score came on a Davis Payne punt return for touchdown, 28-7 the score tonight in the Box Elder Cup. Still looking for a score from the Banning Lewis Academy Stallions and the Bennett Tigers, so no score in that matchup. And games tomorrow, 2A Platte Valley, 1-2 now on the season after they got drubbed by Eaton last week. They'll go on the road to take on the number 5-ranked team in 1A, so they'll have their hands full out east in Wiggins tomorrow. The Tigers are 2-1. That's a 1 o'clock kick tomorrow afternoon. They're going to do volleyball and football tomorrow, so varsity will play like at 10 in the morning, varsity volleyball. Then they'll come out and play football at 1 p.m., Broncos and Tigers. 2A Front Range Mountain, we talked about Dievlin picking up their first win of the season as they cruised past the Academy tonight, 30-7 the final there. Fort Lupton has three touchdowns from Royce Guerrero. They lead the Valley Vikings 21-6. Vikings struck first, but it's been all Blue Devils since. That Vikings TD was set up by an Austin Moya interception. Our score here on our A1 Organics Game of the Week has Severance ahead of Eaton tonight, 14-12. Jump up to 3A, and we talked about Northridge and Greeley West. The Grizzlies lead 12-6. Neither team can convert PATs, it seems. Northridge scores from Chris Perez and Caden Brinks. Jeremy Keener, the one-yard touchdown run to Greeley West on the scoreboard. This is an odd score if you want me to peg scores I did not think we would see. Loveland and Thompson Valley, the Red Wolves considered the home team tonight, or sorry, the visiting team tonight at Ray Patterson, number 5 ranked in 4A, playing 3A Thompson Valley. Red Wolves and Eagles tied up at 0. 6 turnovers total in the first half between the two teams. Roosevelt has now pulled ahead of 5A Highlands Ranch. The Riders dropped to number 4 in the Max Preps rankings this week. They're undefeated. They've got touchdowns, both of them, by none other than Xavier Ramirez, as seems to always be the case for the Rough Riders. Highlands Ranch got themselves a safety in the early going, but the Riders have now pulled ahead in that matchup. 3A North Central has Silver Creek in Frederick tonight. The Golden Eagles still ranked number 11, even though they're 0-3 on the season. They are pouring it on the Raptors tonight. 36-7 the advantage for the Golden Eagles. Meade and Niwot both out of the 3A North Central on a bye this week, so we will not hear from those two teams. Fort Morgan gave the Riders a run last week. They're 0-3, though. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead over the Pueblo County Hornets, but the Hornets have came back. They're even at 14 as they near the break in that matchup tonight in Fort Morgan. Have not got a score between Vista Peak Prep, the Bison, and the Skyline Falcons. Falcons looking for their first win as well on the season. 4A Northern number 2. Just a couple of Saturday games. I say that maybe a little bit too lightly as Longmont goes on the road to take on the Far Northeast Warriors. Trojans are 0-3. They've been in some battles. Hung with Windsor. Came up just a little bit short. We'll see if they can get their first victory tomorrow. But the one that everybody has circled, the 1 o'clock kick, you can catch that one. And then you can head on down to the Rocky Mountain Showdown as Broomfield number 3 and 4A travels to Erie to take on number 2. The Tigers and Eagles both 2-1 on the season. Erie dropped their opener to the Vanguard School, a school out of Ocala, Florida. They bounced back with wins over Mullen and a highly ranked Montrose team. We know the story behind their quarterback, and Blake Barnett, and his 228 yards passing. As for the Eagles of Broomfield, their only loss came to Holy Family. That was a game that was wild, back and forth all the way to the end. Tigers outlast the Eagles in that one 30-29. They are the Eagles led by Colin Torres. He paces them on the ground 131 yards rushing a game. So should be a fun one tomorrow in Erie. Broomfield and Erie at 1 o'clock. Jump up to our 5A score. The only one we have tonight, because all of our 5A teams played last night, is Brighton and Pooter. The Bulldogs and Fossil Ridge did battle last week. Brighton got the better of the Sabercats. They're doing the same again tonight as they lead the Impalas 14-0 at last report. Do have one six-man score for you tonight. A Rickery taking care of Briggsdale in the early going, 27-6 the score in that matchup. 1A teams we usually follow include the Highland Huskies. They have a bye this week. Slow start for Coach Aleman's team. See if they can recoup after the bye and get things going next week. 8-man football. Dayspring will host Front Range Christian. The Falcons come to town tomorrow. That's a 1 o'clock kick between the Eagles and the Falcons in 8-man football. That's all the scores as we have them at the break. Here we'll keep you up to date as we always do on our Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard throughout the second half. And then we'll have all the finals, or as many finals as we can get you, in our Feed Mill postgame show. Also check in with us for some interviews with some coaches. Going to have, as I mentioned, Coach Tedford of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. We'll reach out and get you a couple more as well. Should be a fun one. Get you back out to the second half here in our A1 Organics Game of the Week between the Severance Silver Knights and the Eaton Reds. All that after this break. This has been the Clearwater Products Halftime Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Agfinity is a local cooperative in Northern Colorado since way back in 1905. To this day, Agfinity strives to meet and exceed its members' and customer expectations by providing valuable solutions and services in each division. Whether Agfinity is helping with animal feed and grain, advancing the agronomy field, or fueling up your hard-working vehicles at one of their 4 convenience stores, Agfinity stays committed to this community. Since 1905, the Agfinity Cooperative has been a valuable partner in the communities that it serves, and that's not going to change.
Technology has changed the way we do everything. TV used to be in black and white, and then came color, and then high def, and we were amazed. Technology in the roofing industry has also changed. Don't settle for the equivalent of a black and white TV on your roof. Discover Pro Nano, the most amazing new innovation in the roofing industry to protect your shingles. Pro Nano spray-on property technology will truly blow your mind. Your home is your castle, so protect it with the best defense for our Colorado weather with Pro Nano. Check them out for yourself at ProNanoLLC.com.
Hi, I'm Melanie Woolman, President and CEO of United Way of Weld County. Sometimes I get asked, what is United Way? Is it an airline, a soccer team, a country? Not exactly. From every child reading and each youth with an adult who has their back to stable housing for all families, United Way connects neighbors to services, nonprofits to resources, volunteers to opportunities, and donors to causes they care about. Let's unite to solve our community's greatest challenges. Find out more on our website at unitedway-weld.org.
Life is hectic. Your days are full. You need an industrial partner that can provide options that value your time. Clearwater Products can make life easier. 970-673-8891. When you need a specialty industrial part to finish a job or ask about delivery to your job site, work smarter, not harder. With Clearwater Products knowledge, industrial supplies, and services here for you. In the field or in the giant shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley, call 970-673-8891 for delivery.
Broncos football is on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth as we are at our Clearwater Products halftime. And the Gould Parts scoreboard, Bruce, not in favor of Eaton, as it is Bruce Dick and Michael Spillen with you here from Eaton High School. Severance with a first half lead over the Reds, and we dubbed a few of these drives the Hoffman drive and the Pennick drive. But which drive impressed you the most for Severance in that first half?
I think it was the Hoffman drive, man. Jaden with the arm, Jeremiah with the big catch. Jaden's had a terrific first half, although through that interception right before halftime to allow the Eaton Reds to hold them out of the end zone. But I really liked how Jaden Hoffman connected with Jeremiah and also connected with Brady Varney, and that drive was the more impressive one to mine.
On the flip side, if you are Cameron Stewart, the head coach for Eaton, in this locker room right now at halftime, as you're only down not that much, but if you're Stewart, what are you saying to the guys at halftime? They had interception almost brought back very far for unsportsmanlike conduct. What are you telling the guys in the locker room?
Well, discipline, you know, obviously is there, but I think they have to find out who's gonna cover Jeremiah Hoffman, you know, and how do you help on him, because he's been getting open at will.
And also Ian Pennick, another fierce kind of weapon for the Silver Knights in this one. How do you aim for one of those guys? What are you telling your defense to say, hey, we can't cover both of these guys at the same time? How do you split that time between both of them?
You know, I don't know what you tell him, but I'll tell you what, Ian Pennick just runs. He runs hard, tough to bring down. I think you have – one guy can't bring him down. It has to be a swarming amount of Reds on the defense. And they have to also, I think, have the discipline, because – Jaden Hoffman is a terrific ball handler from the quarterback position. You cannot, you have to have your eyes up and ready all the time.
Yeah, so it seems like the Reds defense will be on their heels once again in the second half. And the TBK second half will be coming up here shortly, as we will have one more halftime report for you when we take a quick timeout right here on your A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
How has the Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra been able to thrive for 112 years? One reason is the role we play in education. The Play It Forward breakfast on September 29th showcases all the ways the GPO reaches our community through music education and outreach programs. A big thanks to all the presenting sponsors: Allo Fiber, Sky Service Pros, Greeley Hat Works, The Ward Alliance, The Weld Trust, and KFKA Radio. Get all the details at greeleyphil.org and make your plans to attend September 29th.
Have you seen Steamway Floor to Ceiling's 4,000-square-foot showroom? They have everything you could need for a remodel. Carpet, tile, granite, and that indestructible luxury vinyl everyone raves about. Did I mention interior design, 3D cabinet design, and free estimates? Steamway can even clean the carpet, tile, and air ducts. Steamway really does have it all. Go to steamwayfloortoceiling.com, stop by the beautiful showroom at 602 8th Avenue in Greeley, or call 353-0133 to find out how to make your home your dream home.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across six medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
The Howl Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into your A1 Organics Game of the Week here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillen with you as we are in our Clearwater Products halftime, and we kind of touched on, well, maybe more on the Eaton side, what's going through their heads as we approach the TBK Bank second half. On the Severn side, you have all the momentum on going for you. You have back-to-back scoring drives. You had a turnover in there. You had a couple of missed opportunities for Eaton that you took advantage of. What's going through their head as they come out for the second half?
You know, they've had a lot of offense for only 14 points. And I think they, if they can continue to generate offense, they're going to have a bigger half. I think, obviously, the turnover early, the ball hand, the exchanges from Jaden to Pinnock have to be crisp, because once they make the proper exchanges, Pinnock, he just runs over people. And with the deception also, I look for a lot of run-pass options by Jaden Hoffman this half as well.
So we are just about ready to go for second half kickoff. Once again, the second half brought to you by TBK Bank, locations all over Colorado. So it's a big bank with all the conveniences of a big bank. They got mobile app, mobile deposit, everyday checking, free digital services like Zelle, savings, checking, lending, mortgages, business banking, financial planning, and it's a community bank. Visit tbbank.com for location and services. As Severance taking a little bit more time to get back on the field, as they will kick this one off as they received the ball in the first half.
Yeah, Severance didn't take advantage of receiving the ball, you know, to start this game. Let's see what the Reds do as they will receive the kickoff from the Silver Knights, see if they can sustain a drive opening this second half.
Once again, the Gould Park scoreboard, 14-12 Severance. Eaton missed an extra point on their first touchdown, and then on their most current touchdown, they missed the two-point conversion as they try to even this one up. But they will once again receive here in the second half. As we are underway here at Eaton High School, low line drive kick. This one will bounce to about the 12-yard line, picked up there by the Reds. Around the outside, across the 30, 35, gets all the way down out across the 40, and a nice return there for Kate Gentry.
Yeah, Kate Gentry, great speed. And he got to the outside and turned that into a terrific return.
So we'll see where they officially spot this one, and it is right around the 40-yard line on the left hash for the Eaton Reds as they come out in this second half trailing by two. Not a big hurdle to overcome here on the scoreboard. Here's the snap as Davey will turn hand this one off to Rosas. Rosas speed up the middle, gets across the 45, finally brought down near midfield. So a great opening play for the Reds.
Rojas, man, just a burst of speed. He finds a little hole, and he is through it quickly, and a great gain of 10 yards.
So the Reds will go no huddle here to begin this second half. Davey in motion, one receiver on each side. He will turn, hand this one off, and this time this one brought down to the 40-yard line as Vinny Juarez on the carry on that one.
Well, Vinny, you know, similar run just to the opposite side, found that hole, and these two backs have terrific bursts.
And correct that. That was actually wide receiver Benson Hood, the 5'8 senior. Here's the same formation, only Davey will throw this to his left. This one is caught by his receiver, and this is a great catch and run down close to the 15-yard line. Joey Blaskowski, his first catch of the game, and it's a big one.
That's a big catch. Joey Blaskowski, multi-sport athlete for the Reds as well, and made a great play, just juked the defender, and it was a lot of green turf between there and the 12-yard line.
So back-to-back first downs for the Reds at the Severance 13 handoff, Rosas, and he will be brought down near the 10-yard line. So he'll get a couple on that carry.
They've just been quicker off the ball than the Silver Knights opening this second half.
And this is the kind of start that the Reds needed here in this TBK Bank second half as they are on the doorstep. And they are officially inside the J9 Insurance Agency's red zone. Here's the turn, and Davey will fake the handoff. Davey around the outside five, and he will get brought down. But guess what? It's in the red end zone for a Reds for touchdown.
Great, great fake by Davies, and he keeps it and gets to the left edge for the score.
So the Eaton Reds come right out of the chute, firing on all cylinders, and they go right down and score.
Well, that scoring drive brought to you by A&W of Eaton, a 60-yard scoring drive by the Reds, finalized with a nice keeper run by quarterback Connor Davey.
And they're going to try to go for two here again as they failed on their first attempt. Trips right for Davey here. He'll take the snap, turn. He will keep it right up the chute, and he's going to get into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good for the Eaton Reds. So Connor Davey doing it all on this drive. He'll get the touchdown, cap it off with a two-point conversion.
Back-to-back keepers by Connor Davey, and gets the quick 8 points with still 10 minutes and 16 seconds remaining in this third quarter. What a quick drive.
As we look at the Gould Parts scoreboard, 20-14 now. Eaton has taken the lead.
It's almost like they caught the Silver Knights just a little flat-footed on that drive with the quick bursts, the running plays up the middle. And then Davies, obviously, finishes it with a keeper.
Just a reminder, Gould Parts located at 45 East Collins right here in Eaton. Give them a call, 970-454-3355. As the ensuing kickoff is going to be brought back to around, gets across the 25, down out around near the 27 for the Silver Knights. Before they begin this drive, let's kick it back to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
All right, guys, we're not going to go Northern Colorado football, but score of interest. The Colorado Rockies are currently no-hitting the New York Giants through 8 innings, but guess what? They trail 1-0.
Would that possibly be the San Francisco Giants, Kyle?
I'm assuming it will be, but that's just like the Rockies to get a no-hitter. And then,
absolutely, and
somehow
lose 100 games. So good for the Rocks. They need something positive.
Here's Penick. He'll get the carry out to the 35-yard line. So gain of around 10. That's going to be a couple yards short of the first down.
Still the Rockies fan. Know that they're going to lose a ton of games, but you still got to look to that future to see if they can put it together with these young players on the roster.
So here is the Silver Knights. Trips right for Hoffman. He'll turn, hand this one off. Panic up the middle. He breaks a couple tackles, and he's going to get out around the 45-yard line. Ian Panic is running all over this Reds defense.
It's been a great night for Panic.
Before this next step, Kyle once again with the score update.
All right, guys, real quick. Yes, San Francisco Giants coach. I bet the New York Giants don't have a hit either. But anyways, Thompson Valley strikes first against Loveland as they lead 7-0. Riley Suarez to Garrett Hendrickson from 25 yards out.
Wow, that's going to be a good one.
And during that, Penick, another fantastic run as he gets all the way down to the Eaton near the 35-yard line. And once again, Penick has another drive named after him, as they'll officially spot this one at the Reds 36 as we are now under 9 minutes to go here in this third quarter.
And this drive started at the 27-yard line, and it's already down to the Eaton 31-yard line, and it's been all Penick.
Trips right here for Hoffman. He'll turn, hand this off to Penick, and why not? He goes right up the middle, across the 25, 20, 15, 10, and he's going to break some tackles into the sea of red. Touchdown, Silver Knights.
Well, that puts somebody in consideration for player of the game. That drive was Ian Penick.
He now officially has two drives named after him once again, and you just touched on a great candidate here already for Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, and we'll do that at the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. But Severance responds quickly right down the field and capitalizes with the Ian Penick touchdown.
And that scoring drive brought to you by NW, 73 yards on the ground by Ian Penick.
All Ian Penick on that one, as this ensuing extra point is going to be blocked at the line of scrimmage. Brooke Tafoya couldn't get it over the line of scrimmage, and the field goal falls short. So we are all knotted up at 20 apiece on the Gould Park scoreboard.
These extra points have played such an important role in this game. The misses, the two-point conversions, and all in all, we're tied up at 20.
So the Silver Knights respond quickly, as we just mentioned, Bruce, and now it's Eaton's turn to see what they can do. They came right out of the chutes as in the second half. Goes right down and scores a touchdown. Severance responds. We'll see what the counter punch is here for the Eaton Reds. This kickoff is going to be caught near the 22-yard line by the Reds. And here goes Blaskowski, and he's going to somehow break away. And he goes around the outside across the 30, 35, finally shoved out of bounds near the 37-yard line.
Yeah, Troy Blaskowski shifted gears twice on that return and for a nice gain, and they're going to have the ball at the 30, looks like the 38-yard line. You know, Michael, one thing that I've just been unimpressed with is the kickoffs. We have not seen a really quality kickoff in this game where it gets near the end zone. And both teams are able to convert some of these short kicks into fairly good gains to start their drives.
A couple ticks shy of 8.5 to go here in this third quarter. Handoff to Rosas, and he's going to be tripped up right at the 35.
Good penetration by the Silver Knight defensive front.
Before this next snap, kick it back to Kyle once again for a score update.
All right, guys, University getting into the danger zone now as they trail Elizabeth 22-7 on our Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard.
Boy, University, one of those teams playing a terrific schedule of non-league games.
Here is Rosas up the middle again. He's going to bring this one close to the 45, if not right at the 45. Nice run there for the Reds. Still a couple yards short of the first down needed, which is around the 47-yard line. Davey in the gun. Two receivers, one to each side. Here's a snap. He's going to turn, keep it himself, and he's going to go right up the chute. He gets enough for the first, but a flag on the play.
Yeah, I think that's coming back. I think there's a procedure, little false start on the Reds that time.
And, yes, it is a procedure penalty there on Eaton. So they'll back this up after Davey had enough for the first down.
Yeah, that's just a killer penalty. You know, you're giving up that temporarily anyway, giving up that first down and to make it a third and eight for the Reds.
So here's Davey with trips right, and he tries to draw a defender offside, and
see.
He did.
Let's just give that 5 yards right back, and let's have encroachment there by the defense. So we're going to be back to about third and two.
Well, now they're saying third and three from
third
their
and
own.
Three, yeah.
From their own right around 44-yard line. Here's Davey. He's going to throw this up the middle. It's going to be caught around the 45. Breaks a tackle. And here we go. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown Eaton Reds. Benson Hood on the catch and run.
Well, we saw Benson show his speed earlier in the game. And, boy, he just had the jets once he caught that ball to the end zone.
So Eaton with the counter punch. As they came out, scored the first touchdown in this second half. Severance responded, and now the Reds respond right back.
Well, nobody seems to be able to stop anybody right now. Eaton with a 62-yard scoring drive, and that scoring drive ended with Benson Hood taking it all the way in for the touchdown. Brought to you by A&W of Eaton.
So Gunnar Duncan for the ensuing extra point, and that one is wide right. So another missed extra point in this game.
You have a feeling, Michael, that the difference in this game, regardless of how many touchdowns is scored, is going to be the execution or lack of execution of an extra point.
So the Reds once again miss their extra point, but on the Gould Park scoreboard, they lead this one now 26-20. Over the Severance Silver Knights, as we are at 6:47 remaining here in this third quarter. Reminder, too, that this second half is brought to you by TBK Bank. And we are coming to you live from Eaton High School in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Water and irrigation is complicated, but it doesn't have to be that way when you get a Rinky sprinkler on your farm from Alliance Irrigation. Alliance Irrigation also does residential wells. Give them a call, 970-353-1621. Ensuing kickoff, another low roller around the 20. Sneaks past a special teams member and gets it out across the 30 for the Silver Knights. So another one of those kicks that rolled all the way. See where they officially spot this. Right around the 29, they'll put it. So first and 10, Silver Knights. Here is bigger brother Hoffman. He'll take the snap, and he's going to hand it off. And here goes Pennick once again, breaks a defender, and finally gets rolled up around the 42-yard line.
Kyle, what do you have for us?
Yeah, guys, out of District 6, Northridge is stretched a little bit longer. R.J. Gallegos intercepts a pass. Then he puts the exclamation point on it on the other side. He scores the touchdown as well to stretch his Grizzlies' lead.
And, Kyle, the Rockies no hitting the Giants, but it's 1-1.
That is correct. They just scored in the ninth. Anderson had three walks in the second inning, so he walked in a run, or I don't know how they scored, but the Giants scored in the second inning without a hit.
Again, typical Rockies. No hitting someone, but still out giving up a run.
And tied it late. Looks like they tied it in the maybe the eighth inning, or maybe eighth inning. It looks like they tied it up.
So Pennick was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Severance will have a 2nd and 10 from their own 42-yard line, approaching 5.5 to go here in the third. They trail this one 26-20. Hoffman drops back, looking left, throwing across the middle now. This is going to be overshot his brother Jeremiah and almost into the hands of
Gunner Duncan, wasn't it?
Duncan, who was lurking back there.
Yeah, Gunner Duncan just playing deep behind Hoffman and almost made that interception.
That stops the clock at 5:37, 3rd and 10 on the Gould Park scoreboard. Trips left now for bigger brother and quarterback Jaden Hoffman. Here's the snap. He'll turn, hand this to Panic. Panic right up the middle. He's going to get across midfield, across the 45. Good for a first down, and is he finally brought down at the Eaton 42.
Another hard run by Panic. And, of course, the offensive line is doing a tremendous job giving him that early hole. But once he gets it and gets past that line of scrimmage, really tough to bring down.
And it seems like Panic is into the second and third levels of this defense almost every drive. And we'll see what he can do on this next play for Severance. Two receivers on either side of Hoffman. He will turn, hand this off to Pennick again around the outside. 30, 25, spins and finally goes down at the 20-yard line. Another first down run for Pennick, but we do have a flag on the play.
And that part of the field looks like it's probably an illegal block.
Well, Pennick really vying for that Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game.
If it's a spot foul, it's still going to be a nice gain.
And as maybe you can hear a fan in the background telling these refs to make a decision.
And they are taking an unbelievable amount of time. We know what the penalty, they know what the penalty is, but it's taking them forever to enforce.
And it is going to be, it's going to be, it looks like it's on Eaton as they're backing up.
Or they're picking up the, no, they are going to mark something off.
And they don't really seem to know where to spot it, and they finally put it at the,
they put it right where.
23? Is that where?
Right where the play ended, so I think, I don't know.
I'm guessing they picked up the flag. So here we go, trips right for Hoffman. On the ensuing play, he'll turn, keep it, and he's rolling out to his right, nowhere to go. But he finds some room, tiptoeing down the sideline, finally out of bounds near the 12-yard line.
Excellent footwork by Jaden Hoffman on that play. As you said, Michael, it looked like he had nowhere to go, just made a quick dart up the field and for a gain of 9 yards.
It's a good run there by Hoffman. 2nd and 1 from the Reds' 14-yard line, as we're right at 5 minutes to play here in the third. Hoffman coming out, two receivers on either side. Varney also split out on the left. Hoffman trying to get the calls right. Now he'll take the snap. He's looking right, throws right. This is going to be a jump ball for his brother Jeremiah, and it's going to be incomplete on the near side of the end zone. And it looks like younger brother Jeremiah showing some frustration to his bigger brother, maybe not exactly where he wanted it.
Excellent coverage there by Benson Hood.
So it'll be third down now for the Silver Knights. 3rd and 1 from the Eaton 14. As they trail in this one, 26-20 on the Gould Park scoreboard. 4 yards away from getting into that J9 Insurance Agency's red zone and trying to get into that red end zone here in Eaton. Turn hands us off to Pennick. Pennick gets across down to the 12. And this is going to be close. Where the ref is standing, Bruce, it looks like he has it.
He has it, and they spotted actually at the 11, needed to get to the 12.
So it is.
So it's going to be a first and 10 as they can get a first down inside the 1.
So they do enter the J9 Insurance Agencies, crop insurance, mortality insurance, or business insurance. Call the J9 Insurance Agencies at 970-834-2009. Here's Hoffman looking left. He's in trouble. He's got a breakaway. Gets past one defender. He's just going to keep it and run with it out of bounds near the 14. So a loss of a few here.
And smart play by Jaden Hoffman. Didn't want to force it in there. Just didn't have anybody open. And great pressure that time by the Reds front four.
And it almost looked like a mirror image of the one play where he did force it and it was intercepted.
Yes. And I think, you know, that's learning from your previous plays. Even within the game.
So that stops the clock at 4:23 to go here in the third. So they find themselves out now of the J9 Insurance Agency's red zone. As they spot this one at the 14, second and 13 for the Silver Knights. Trips left here for Hoffman. He's going to do a quick screen to his brother Jeremiah. He's going to be brought down at the 15. Not sure where they wanted to go with that play.
Oh, just good defense again by the Reds down in this red zone. Backs the Silver Knights up to the 15-yard line.
Now this Eaton Reds crowd is making third down noise as the Silver Knights seem to be going backwards here. Third and 14 from around the 16-yard line, and this is going to be blown dead.
I think Coach Van Winkle wants to talk about it. And down in this red zone, even if you don't execute this third down play, the way the kickers have kicked on kickoffs, there is no, and the struggle with PATs, there's no assurance of them going for a field goal.
This timeout is brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops. They have a convenient no-appointment policy. Visit CincoBrothers.com for locations and hours. And if you want the skills to become a classic barber, you can go to their classes, which is held in Greeley. Kyle back in the studio with the score update.
University trying to hang in there with the Elizabeth Cardinals. They're back within 9, 22-13. Now Brevin Doss gets the touchdown. Also, the Giants get a hit in the top of the ninth, still tied one apiece.
Boo. Darn.
I'm surprised I let a pitcher even pitch that far into the game.
Had to be a combined staff no-hitter, don't you think?
Knowing the Rockies, it should be.
Yes.
I don't think they'd let Chase Anderson go past the sixth inning as we have trips left here for Hoffman. He's dropping back. He's looking left, throwing left. This is going to be close, and it is caught at the 15, dropped at the 15. As it was Ethan Shires on the catch, and that was a dangerous pass.
You know, that was closer to being a pick six than a six-point offensive touchdown.
So they will see what they do here. As you mentioned, the struggles on extra points and kickoffs. And it looks like the Silver Knights are going for it.
Well, that just tells you they – just don't have an outstanding kicking game to try a field goal from here.
And the last PAT attempted was blocked, so here is Hoffman rolling out. He's going to throw this down the center. It's going to be caught in the end zone for a severance touchdown, and it is Varney,
Brady,
the big tight end.
The big absolutely. You said it, Michael. Just a great route and a great throw by Jaden Hoffman.
And how about that? Four straight touchdowns to kick off this second half. Eaton severance, as the Silver Knights throw another counterpunch in this one. And here is
the adventurous PAT.
Brooke Tafoya will come out once again. Had the last PAT blocked. Near snap is good, and it's blocked once again. And I don't know who it was.
Pass is blocked.
And I want to say, Bruce, it was Zach Mask, the senior linebacker.
I think it was Zach Mask. Boy, did he have great penetration up through the middle to come in and give no chance on that extra point.
So, once again, a missed opportunity on the PAT as Zach Mask came bursting through the line and diving and blocking that PAT attempt.
And that's the A&W scoring drive severance from their own 29-yard line with the hookup from Jaden Hoffman to Brady Varney to tie the game at 26.
So ensuing kickoff, we'll see how this kickoff goes. At the Gould Park scoreboard, however, we're all knotted up once again at 26. As this one is a decent kickoff, this will be caught at the 5-yard line. It gets through one defender, finally brought down at the 25.
Yeah, that's been the best kickoff of the game, getting down inside the 5-yard line. Return to around the 25.
And Kate Gentry on the return on that one before this next series for Eaton. Kyle back in the studio with a score update.
All right, guys, definitely the most surprising score of the night. Not that Thompson Valley's not a good team, but the 3A Eagles besting the 4A Loveland Red Wolves, number 5 4A Loveland Red Wolves, 14-0 the score now. Riley Suarez, another touchdown. This time he scores on the ground from 1 yard out here on our Clearwater Products out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, I don't know how many years it's been since Thompson Valley beat Loveland, but that has to be a streak possibly ended.
And this game actually beat out that game for the A1 Organics Game of the Week as Davey keeps this one out across the 30, finally brought down near the 35. He slid across it.
Yeah, Connor Davey again using his feet for a nice gain. He's really improved since that first game that we saw here as well, Michael. Credit to him for a fine effort.
So Reds going no huddle once again. Here's Davey. He'll turn, hand this one off to Rosas. Rosas will be brought down near, we'll call it the 33. Not much on that one. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Mentioned just a few moments ago that Loveland-Thompson Valley game was one of the choices for the A1 Organics one, but this one beat him out. You can vote on those beginning of the week on X at 1310 Preps Radio. Here's Davey. He will turn, and this was a going nowhere from the beginning as Davies dropped at the 30-yard line. Not sure if that wanted to be an option or a sneak, but it didn't work out either way.
Somebody left, I think, went left when they should have went right, and just a lot of confusion in the backfield by the Reds on that play.
So we'll have our first punt of the second half and our first punt in a very long time, as Eaton Reds will have to punt this one away on their own side of the field. So another opportunity for Severance to capitalize and take the lead. As both of these teams, until right now, Bruce, march right down and score touchdowns. This is the first time we will not have a scoring drive in this second half. And here's the punt. Looks like a decent one. This would be bounce around the 34-yard line, taken around the 25. And we'll see where they spot this one as the players come back out on the field. First and 10 for the Silver Knights. Reminder, too, this second half is brought to you by TBK Bank. Locations all over Colorado, so it's a big bank with all the conveniences of a big bank. Mobile app, mobile deposit, everyday checking, free digital services like Zelle, savings checking, lending, mortgages, business banking, financial planning, but it's a community bank. TBKBank.com for location and services. So here's Severance back on the ensuing drive, hands it off to Pennick, and Pennick will drive straight towards the 35-yard line. As we're under a minute to go here in the third at the Gould Park scoreboard, all knotted up at 26. And story of this game right now, missed after touchdown opportunities.
We've had 2-point conversions. We've had a lot of missed 1-point conversions.
3 blocked field goals on the PATs in this game. two by Eaton blocking Severance. Here's Hoffman. He'll turn, hand this off to Penix. Straight up the gut once again. Get it out across the 40. Down out around the near the 43.
Two up the middle for a first down.
And we'll see if that'll be the last play of this third quarter.
Well, I don't know how many total yards Penix has at the moment, but he is in for a huge gain, rushing game tonight.
And Hoffman will not get the snap off before the clocks once again on the Gould Park scoreboard reach zero. Once again, your score, the Severance Silver Knights 26, the Eaton Reds 26, as we head into the fourth quarter of play. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Eaton High School here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth for your A1 Organics Game of the Week. And Ian Penick, with a burst of speed, got this one all the way down to the Reds' two-yard line.
Yeah, from the 39-yard, their own 39-yard line.
So they are knocking on the door once again here in the J9 Insurance Agency's red zone. Hoffman under center for the first time in a while. He'll turn, hand this one off to Penick. Why not? Straight up the gut. He somersaults into the end zone for another Silver Knight touchdown.
Another Ian Penick drive, and that's good for 61 yards.
Third touchdown of the game for running back Ian Penick, and he not only is running away in this game, but he may be running away with our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Very strong candidate if Severance is able to hold on here, as we are holding our breath during another extra point attempt. As Brooke Tafoya out, this one is up, and this one splits the uprights, and it is good.
Splits the uprights, doesn't carry deep into the track there, but it counts.
So looking at the Gould Parts scoreboard, it is now Severance 33 and Eaton 26. Once again, Gould Parts, you can give them a call at 970-454-3355. Gould is a Napa Parts provider and has been owned by Alan Gould and his family since the 70s. The staff has been there for the long haul as well. Just call and ask for what you need. BBB rating, A+, machine shop, marine off-road equipment, car and truck parts, tractor parts, and curbside pickup is available.
Well, we may be in for a thrilling fourth quarter here with still 11 minutes, 18 seconds remaining.
Here's the ensuing kickoff. Kind of a floater. It's caught at the 20-yard line and tries to escape a few tackles, finally brought down at the 30. So a 10-yard return for the Eaton Reds. We'll see how they respond. And they did not respond well their last drive as they ended in a punt.
Yeah, that was the only punt we've had this half. And let's see if the Reds can get something going against the Silver Knight defense.
Eaton needs another counterpunch as they came right out to start the second half on fire. And we, at one point, had four straight scoring drives to start this second half. We now find ourselves, as you said, in the fourth, just over 11 minutes to go. Here's Davey in the gun, trips left. Davey making sure the offensive line knows the cadence here. He'll take it. He's optioning to his right. He's going to keep it. Goes right up the gut. Gets across the 35, maybe to the 36.
Nice gain by Davey on that first down attempt.
Reds going no huddle. Same formation. Trips left here for Davey. One out to his right. He'll take it, and he's going to keep this one. Thought about throwing it. He does. Flutter in the middle of the defense, and that was a dangerous pass as two linebackers were standing right there.
Yeah, Davey had his arm hit as he released that ball, and that just seemed to hang in the air. And great effort by the Silver Knights, but the ball hit the turf first.
So that stops the clock at just over 10.5 to go here in the fourth. Red setting up once again with trips left. Rosas in the backfield with Davey. He'll take the snap, turn, fake the handoff to Rosas. He's going to jump throw this one. This one's going to be caught across the 40, finally shoved out of bounds near the 45. That should be good enough for a Reds first down.
Yeah, you explained that well, just a jump pass to his receiver. And the Reds are going to have it at their own 45, and they have a little something going converting that first down.
Once again, the Reds in their subsequent red home uniforms, red helmets, white pants with red trim. Here's Davey dropping back, looking left. He's got a roll out to his right, little screen pass at the 40. Here's Rosas, gets out across the 50, finally brought down on the severed side of the field near the 46.
When Rosas catches the ball and has a little room, boy, he can just make it happen. Very exciting runner once he catches the pass or from that running back position, burst through the line of scrimmage.
So here's Davey once again, one receiver on either side. He's looking left, throwing left. This is going to be caught there by Gunnar Duncan. He gets past a few defenders, finally brought down near the 40. That's good enough for another Reds first down. So good response here after a punt on their last drive and a severance touchdown. If they can capitalize, two receivers outright of Davey. He'll take it, turn, hand it off. Nope, fakes it. He's going to throw this across middle. It's caught at the 30. Nice catch there.
I believe that was Alex Lloyd getting into the action. Great fake by Connor Davey to set up that terrific pass to Alex Lloyd.
And he's got the hat trick on me and fakes. That's the third time. As it was the big 6'1 senior tight end, Lloyd on the catch. And they do have enough for the first down. So three straight first down conversions here for the Reds. Here's the snap. Turn, fakes the handoff again. He's just going to throw this one up to the left, and this one's nowhere close to anybody. As Davey was in trouble, threw off his back foot. That brings up second and 10 from the Severance 29-yard line.
The ball seemed to be in the air for a long time.
Just over 9 minutes to go. Don't forget to stay tuned for the Alt Feed Mill postgame report. We'll have our player of the game. And we'll kick it back to the studio for more scores. And here we go. Rosas gets out across the 20, finally tripped up near the 15. Another first down for Eaton. That's four straight first downs for the Reds.
Yeah, once they converted that third down play, they have just had terrific offense marching down the field.
Just under 9 minutes to go now here on the Gould Park scoreboard. One receiver on either side for Davey. He'll take the snap. He'll turn, hand it off to Rosas. He sneaks past one defender, gets down close to the 14. Before this next snap, we'll kick it back to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
Guys, Northridge had the score at 26-6, but David Lopez finds pay dirt from 17 yards away. It's now 26-12. Also, a final at Ray Patterson tonight. Loveland loses to Thompson Valley since the first time since 2005 here on your Clearwater Products Out of Town scoreboard.
Wow, 18 years. That's a streak.
Davey kept this one on the QB sneak. Gets close to the 10. We'll see where exactly where they spot this one.
Boy, the Thompson Valley Eagles, they have to be pumped tonight. They'll be celebrating in the west side of Loveland.
Davey was 3 yards short of the first down. 3rd and 3 from the Silver Knights' 13-yard line. Davey turns, hands this one off to Rosas. Rosas gets out across the 10, sneaks past a defender, gets close to the 7. There is a flag on the play.
Yeah, that's coming back. That's going to be a hold on the interior line of the left side of the Reds.
Rosas was slow to get up, and he's hobbling back to the sidelines. We'll see if he's going to be okay to finish this game. Once again, the referee's discussing this one because
for a long time.
On the Gould Park scoreboard, they still have it 3rd and 3, and it's going to be on Severance.
What? Wow. When he threw that flag, it almost hit one of the offensive linemen. I thought for sure that was going to be a hold.
So this is in the J9 Insurance Agency's red zone now at the 8-yard line for the Reds. Two receivers left, one to the right for Davey. He will fall down as he tripped backward. As not sure if he was intended to hand that off. It looked like he was going to keep it.
He faked me out again because I thought he handed it off to Rosas.
So the stumble backwards will cost the Reds 5 yards, so that backs them back out to the 9-yard line. Same formation, and this is going to be whistled dead as we'll have a timeout on the field. This timeout brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. We'll take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Bruce Dick, Michael Spillman with you. Last 7 minutes of this game. Here's Davey. Turns handoff Rosas right up the middle, and it looked like he was going to get in, and he finally is pushed in, and he falls in the end zone for a Reds touchdown.
Now, here's the question. Are they going to try to kick it, or are they going to go for two? With the success of the kick, I'm guessing they're going to go for two.
And Rosas, we mentioned he limped off the field a few moments ago. He limps off the field once again after scoring that touchdown. And he is limping over to the bench to finally sit down as they are going for two here are the Reds. As they are one for two on two-point conversions in this game. Here's the turn, handoff, and bounce around the defender, and he's going to get into the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good for the Eaton Reds.
We have a classic game going here, 34-33, the Reds retake the lead with 6:52 remaining. That 70-yard touchdown drive summary brought to you by A&W. 70 yards for the Eaton Reds, capped off by D'Angelo Rosas's terrific burst of speed and run into the end zone, followed by the two-point conversion.
And if you are in Eaton, you can go visit that A&W at 680 Oak Avenue. Online ordering, drive-through, outdoor seating, also breakfast. Make sure you tell me it's your birthday, too. You'll get a root beer float when you join the Mug Club, plus exclusive deals and coupons right to your email or your phone. So back and forth game here in this second half. As you mentioned, 34-32 Reds over the Silver Knights on the Gould Park scoreboard. This ensuing kickoff caught at the 15. Sneaks past a couple defenders and finally brought down. He let go of the ball, but they're saying he was down near the 35-yard line.
Trying to get that extra yardage stretching out. And the ball hit the turf first. and then bounced up.
6:48 to go here in this fourth quarter. Reminder, stay tuned for the Alt Feed Mill postgame report right after this one. We'll break down this one. We'll give you our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. And then Kyle and the guys back at the studio will have more scores and updates for you throughout the night. As the Silver Knights will take over at their own 35-yard line. And they still can't figure out where to spot this ball, so we'll get it to Kyle in the studio for a score update.
Yeah, guys, have a couple of finals rolling in, but the big one for me, University, off that big win over Eaton a couple of weeks ago, comes back in their next outing and drops as Elizabeth beats them 22-13 tonight.
So apparently they didn't like that ball either, so they get a new one in. Now we're ready to go. Hoffman, two receivers to his left, one to his right. Can Severance respond? Turn handoff to Penick. And why not when you have a guy like Ian Penick running the ball? But he'll get this one close to the 38-yard line. And they'll spot this at the 39. 6.5 to go.
And Michael, this one may go down to whoever has the ball last. Both teams seem to have been almost unstoppable this half with only one punt in the half.
Second and 6 for the Silver Knights. Here's Hoffman. He'll turn, hand it off to Penick once again. Right up the gut. Gets across the 45. Tripped up close to the 47. And Penick, that is good for a Silver Knights first down. And Bruce, if you're the Silver Knights, are you trying to take as much time off the clock, or do you want to go right down and score again?
Well, I think when you're behind, you want to just score as soon as you can. Now, would they take a five-minute drive right now? Absolutely, but you just can't depend on it.
Well, if they want a five-minute drive, they're already at their own 47-yard line. So here is Hoffman. He'll turn, hand off to Penick. Why not? Straight up the middle again. Out across the 50, close to the Eaton 48.
Boy, Penick's just been the workhorse tonight. That opening series, you could just tell how hard he ran with authority.
And as you mentioned, workhorse for Penick. He's really been the only Severance back rushing the ball, as we've called a couple of names for Eaton out of the backfield, and we'll see where Rosas is with his ankle injury. Here's turn, handoff to Penick again up the middle. He'll get across the 45, finally brought down near the 43.
Looks like he has enough yardage for another Silver Knight first down.
And the chains are moving as we're under 5 minutes to go here. Drawing a near a conclusion to this TBK Bank second half. As Severance is on the Eaton side of the field now. The 42 to be exact. Trips left here for Hoffman. He's looking that way. He's looking left. He's going to throw right, however. And this one's up in the air near the 20. This is going to be intercepted at the 10-yard line by the Eaton Reds. And it looks like it was Benson Hood once again.
Wow, Benson Hood with a great defensive play. That was actually a well-thrown ball, and I thought Hoffman was going to be able to go up and get it. Benson Hood just defended it better.
So Benson Hood with his second interception of this game. And the Reds are back in business with the lead, 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kind of a deflating feeling if your Severance had a good, sustainable drive, and it ends in a turnover.
Yeah, and Penick was just running through the, you know, defense at will. They tried to go for the long one that time and just didn't quite execute it.
So Eaton will take over from their own 10-yard line. Here's Davey. He will turn and hand this one off. No, he keeps it, and he's brought down near the six-yard line, so not much there.
Well, this is a must-stop situation for the Silver Knight defense. With 4 minutes remaining on the clock, they can't not allow a first down by the Reds.
So a loss of four on that play. This one's brought all the way back down to the Reds' six-yard line.
Now let's see how conservative the Reds are at this time.
Davey in the gun. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Approaching three and a half to go. He's going to drop back in his own end zone. Pass this one. Almost intercepted at the 10-yard line, as you mentioned. Dangerous pass there, and you don't want to turn it over this close.
Well, Ben Peterson just almost had 6 points for the Silver Knights as he defended that pass play and just a little bit out of his reach. But there was no one between him and the goal line. How big is this third down play, Michael? 3:33 remaining. You know if the Silver Knights get the ball back, they have plenty of time with their running attack to score.
And Reds have had difficulties all night stopping Ian Pennick, as they don't want to see him on the field. Here is Davey. He'll turn, hand this off. Up the gut it goes. Rosas gets out across maybe the 12-yard line. And we'll see what they do here. I'm assuming.
Well, they gave it to the right guy. Rosas has had a terrific game as well. We've talked about the Silver Knights running attack. D'Angelo Rosas has had an outstanding night as well for the Reds. Well, the Silver Knights should get the ball in Eaton territory this final 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, it's Gunnar Duncan will come out to punt this one away. Or perhaps fake us out once again. And this play is going to be blown dead before it starts.
Trying to eat up as much clock as they possibly could, but that delay of game is going to cost them 5 yards.
Which could equal even better starting field position on the next drive for Severance, as we are at 2:40 to go on the Gould Parts scoreboard.
And now you have to worry about the snap in the end zone as well, and to see if the Silver Knights go for the block attempt.
So here's Gunnar Duncan. He's going to punt it out of his own end zone. Nice booming punt. Gets caught at the 40. And here we go. And it is Ian Pennick.
And he's what doesn't be... he do?
As we had a Reds helmet roll on the field, but Pennick was down near the 33-yard line, so really good starting field position for the Silver Knights. 2.5 to go here, and it's coming down to one of these final drives, as you mentioned, Bruce.
Well, this possibly could be the shortest drive of the game if the Silver Knights go on to score here, as they're getting the ball deep in to Eaton territory.
With two interceptions by Severance, is it Ian Pennick time again?
Absolutely.
And it is Ian Pennick. He will get the ball right up the middle again, close to the 30-yard line. Gain of a couple, maybe.
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me to see that play with Hoffman pulling that ball out and keeping it himself as well. I would think the defense is keen on Pennick right now.
Trips left for Hoffman. Barney also split out wide. Here's Hoffman. He will turn. Here's Pennick up the middle. Seems to be his favorite spot to run because it's working. He gets down out across the 23-yard line.
That's going to give the Silver Knights a first down with 1:52 on the clock. Severance has both teams actually have two timeouts remaining in the ball game.
So new set of downs here for the Silver Knights. 1:43 remains. Eaton leads us by two, 34-32. Trips left once again here for Hoffman. He'll take the snap, turn. He'll keep it, and he's going to run out to his left, and he's going to be brought down, sacked at the 28-yard line.
Boy, that's a great play by Cade Gentry. getting deep into the backfield, and that is a huge loss for the Silver Knights.
And we have a timeout on the field, obviously, by Severance. This timeout brought to you by Cinco Brothers Barbershops and School. Locally and family-owned traditional barbershops in Greeley, Loveland, Johnstown, and coming soon to Fort Collins. Enjoy precision cuts and a straight razor shave. Convenient no-appointment policy, CincoBrothers.com for locations and hours. Or learn the skills to become a classic barber at Cinco Brothers Barber School. More on Facebook. And that you could get a certification that can take you anywhere in Colorado. And those classes are just south of us in Greeley as we are at Eaton High School. In the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth, Bruce Dick, Michael Spillman with you, and this one's coming down to what perhaps could be a thriller. 125 to go here on the Gould Park scoreboard. Severance
in a similar situation as they were with Meade late in the game, having a chance to score under a minute.
Hoffman was just sacked moments ago. Second and four from the Reds' 30-yard line. Well, 29. Here's Hoffman dropping back to pass. He's rolling out to his right, in trouble, throws it, and it's going to be tipped, intercepted by Eaton, and he's just going to down it, and that may be the game. There is penalty markers down. Dangerous pass. It was tipped by brother Jeremiah and picked off. Not sure who got the interception. And this may be on Severance, as we have a lot of boos, but they still... Depends on when it was before or after the interception.
Well, Severance with only one timeout can only stop the clock one time, Michael. So you're going to see a little bit of the victory formation here.
1:19 to go, 34-33. And as you mentioned, the victory formation for Davey and the Reds. There, Severance will expend their last timeout. And Eaton going from losing two in a row to begin the season to now winning two in a row. And Severance will lose, unfortunately, their third straight game. And as you mentioned, like the Meade game, almost in dramatic fashion.
Yeah, absolutely, with a chance to score at the end. And they just don't get it done.
And we're going to have another flag on the play as things are getting a bit chippy down there.
Well, you have to play the game to the end, and you have to hold your composure. You know, a bad snap could change this game completely around. You want to hold those emotions together.
A minute 9 to go here in the fourth.
Boy, the Reds' defense stepped up with the interceptions tonight as well. And this one's going against the Silver Knights.
We're getting closer to the Alt Feed Mill post-game report. No matter the size of your operation, get your feed for your pigs, chickens, or cows at Alt Feed Mill. Call them at 970-834-2132. As they're still going to do the victory formation. And the Eaton Reds will... walk away with a victory in this one. They'll improve once again to 2-2 on the season. The Severance Silver Knights will fall to 1-3 on the early season. And that's going to do it as the Eaton Reds will run out on the field in celebratory fashion as once again on the Gould Park scoreboard walk away with a nail biter, 34-33. We'll take a quick timeout, be back with your post-game report and also your player of the game as well. You're listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth here at Eaton High School in Northern Colorado. The Eaton Reds take down the Severance Silver Knights 34-33, and it ended with defense as we welcome you into our Alt Feed Mill post-game show. And Bruce went down to get a picture of our Norfolk Iron Metal and Metal player of the game, and we decided to go with Benson Hood, who sealed the game with two interceptions. And we didn't think defense would eventually win this game, but it eventually did, as this second half was a crazy one, as it started with four straight touchdown drives. First it was Eaton, then Severance, then Eaton, then Severance. Severance scored once again after an Eaton punt, but Eaton was able to once again cap this game off with the final score 34-33. So it was a wild one here in Eaton. Once again, the Eaton Reds improve to 2-2 on the season, and the Severance Silver Knights fall to 1-3. The next game for Severance, will be next week on September 22nd. They will be hosting Evergreen, and that one will be in Severance at 7 o'clock. Up next for the Eaton Reds, they will be taking on Steamboat Springs, and that will be in Steamboat Springs, and that'll be on September 29th at 7 o'clock in the evening time. So those are your upcoming games for both teams. And once again, your final score, the Eaton Reds 34 and the Severance Silver Knights 33. Want to thank once again Bruce Dick for riding along with me during this crazy finish. He's going to go down to get the picture of our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, and we're giving it to Benson Hood, the 5'8 senior cornerback who almost sealed the game. He didn't get the last interception, but he almost sealed it, but he had two picks in this game. So that'll do it for us here from Eaton High School for your A1 Organics Game of the Week. Once again, go to at 1310 Preps Radio on X and vote for those games at the beginning of each week. And also you can follow the station as a whole at 1310 underscore KFKA. You can follow Bruce at Beyond Sports BD. You can follow me if you are so inclined at Michael Spillen. And once again, thank you for listening. For Bruce Dick, I am Michael Spillen. You've been listening to the A1 Organics Game of the Week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What does Alt Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Is someone you love in need of specialized care and facing the last months of life? Don't walk this path alone. Call Pathways Hospice and discover all of the options for care, assistance, and support for your loved one and your family. Pathways is serving the community with comprehensive hospice, palliative, grief, and loss care. Volunteer opportunities are also available for those who desire to help. Pathways Hospice in Larimer County, 970-663-3500, and Weld County, 970-356-4090, or pathways-care.org.
Your grandson, Jason, has recently discovered grunge music. Guess who's choosing the music for your memorial service? Looking for a fitting farewell? At Mosier Funeral Service, we'll help you pre-plan a service that is as unique as you are. From location to, yes, type of music, we'll help you sort through the details for a service that reflects who you are. We'll keep your wishes on file until needed, or choose a prepayment plan today.
Call Mosier Funeral Service at 330-6824 and ensure a fitting farewell.
Have you ever felt like something is missing in your life? Are you looking for answers to hard questions? Are you looking for joy or peace in your life? Do you have an anchor in your life? God wants to be your anchor. Join us Sunday mornings at Trinity Lutheran Church, 3035th Avenue, across from the Home Depot, to hear God's Word. Choose to attend the 8 or 10:30 a.m. services or Bible studies at 9:20 a.m. Let God into your heart, and He will be your anchor. We would love for you to join our family at Trinity Lutheran Church, 3035th Avenue.
Greeley, show up for Welcome Back Saturday, September 16th, 10 to 5, on the 900 block of 9th Avenue. It's a fundraiser for Greeley Evans District 6 Schools Food Pantry and Success Foundation. It's all organized by downtown Greeley businesses, with free haircuts, a car show, face painting, food trucks, performances, and more. Donate cash or school supplies, because all the money raised will go to the school pantries, because no child should face food insecurity. Join compassionate Greeley businesses in front of the courthouse Saturday, September 16th, 10 to 5.
Clearwater Products is the one-stop shop for industrial, trucking, safety supplies, and more. The giant warehouse and shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley has every supply you could need. Hoses, chains, safety harnesses, and generators. But here's the deal. If you're out in the field and need a custom industrial or hydraulic hose made to finish the job, call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891, and they will make it and deliver it. Clearwater Products, your first call for industrial supplies, 970-673-8891.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome you back to the, or back inside, I guess, the Aloe Fiber Studios as we wrap up our A1 Organics Game of the Week here, Alt Feedmill Postgame Show. Go through all the finals as we have them, as many as we have, and get you the latest scores that we have throughout the night. Then we'll take a break. We'll come back, have some fun interviews planned. We'll hear from head coach Chris Tedford of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. He gets his first victory at the helm of the Sabercats last night. We'll get to that in a minute. Also have reached out to Jamie Steele, the head coach at Thompson Valley now, taking over for Coach Tedford, who moved up to Fossil Ridge as his Thompson Valley Eagles had a good night. We'll get to that as well, and then we'll try to check in with the head coach of the Eaton Reds as well. So we'll get all three of those guys hopefully in our next segment. But first, let's run down our out-of-town scoreboard. It looks like this on the Alt Feedmill postgame show. Going to hit our finals from last night real quick. Holy Family outdoes Mountain View 46-28. It was Greeley Central 35, Palmer 20 as the Wildcats get their second victory of the season. We mentioned Fossil Ridge gets their first win under head coach Chris Tedford. They win 35-30 over the Windsor Wizards. We'll talk to him about Colton Pollock and the rest of the crew and their big victory as they get win number one. Windsor falls to 3-1. Fort Collins can't keep up with Cherokee Trail. They lose 35-31 at home last night. And the final from a night ago was Eagle Crest and Rocky Mountain. The Raptors pass up the Lobos 34-9, the final there last night from Eagle Crest High School. 2A Patriot League East tonight, the big one on the docket was number 4 Elizabeth playing host to number 5 University, and the Cardinals jump out early on a 100-yard pick 6, so intercept it in their own end zone, take it back to the house. They outdo University tonight as they win 22-13. Dylan Supp, a 2-yard TD catch, and Brevin Doss, a rushing touchdown for University, but it's not enough as they lose to the Cardinals tonight. So the Bulldogs get the big win against Eaton a couple of weeks ago. They come off of a bye, travel to Elizabeth tonight. Now they see their record fall to 1-2. Keep an eye on Elizabeth. The Cardinals now 4-0 on the season. Tonight in Brush at Larry Mills Field, the Beat Diggers outdo the Yuma Yumas 28-0. The final from Larry Mills Field tonight. to a Patriots Central. Wellington wallops the Timnath Cubs 50-14 is the last score report in that one. That game was not yet quite final in the Box Elder Cup. Lincoln Dalton, a couple of touchdowns in the game for the Eagles, as well as Tanner Gray. He scored three, including one of them being set up by Taylor Schaefer, INT. Ian Allison also broke a long run. He scored from 60 yards away. Both Timnath's touchdowns came from Davis Payne. He returned a punt for a score, also broke a 61-yard run, but all Wellington in the Box Elder Cup tonight, 50-14, the last score we got. Banning Lewis Academy, the Stallions strike the Bennett Tigers 54-14, the final there. Game tomorrow in the 2A Patriot League Central. Platte Valley on the road at Wiggins. So the 2A Broncos will take on number 5 in 1A, the Wiggins Tigers. Platte Valley 1-2 on the season. Wiggins has their record at 2-1. 2A Front Range Mountain, D'Evelyn knocks off the Academy Wildcats 30-7, the final there. Wildcats still looking for their first victory of the season. Tight game early, blowout at the end. Fort Lupton hosts Valley tonight. They win 49-13. Valley's first score set up by an Austin Moya INT. All the damage done for the Blue Devils, are most of the damage, I guess I should say, by Royce Guerrero. He had four rushing touchdowns, also connected one through the air. So nice night for Royce Guerrero. He had competition for most touchdowns accounted for tonight with Xavier Ramirez from the Roosevelt Rough Riders. We'll get to them when we bump up to 3A. But Royce Guerrero, four scores on the night. Blue Devils leading 49-13. Our A1 Organics Game of the Week had Eaton outlasting Severance 34-33. As we jump to 3A now, Northridge in control at District 6 over the Greeley West Spartans. Grizzlies looking to go 4-0 as they lead 40-12. Got four second-half TDs from R.J. Gallegos. He set up the first one with his own interception, but four second-half TDs. R.J. Gallegos, a big night. Chris Perez, an 8-yard touchdown run. Caden Brinks, a 4-yard touchdown catch to account for all of Northridge's points. Greeley West gets scores from Jeremy Keener, a 1-yard run, and David Lopez jollops in from 17 yards away for the two Greeley West scores. The big one we talked about was Thompson Valley. They upset the Loveland Red Wolves 14-0 with a final. In that one, we had six turnovers total in the first half. The Eagles strike first on a Riley Suarez 25-yard TD pass to Garrett Hendrickson. Then Suarez sneaks it in from 1 yard out. That's all the scoring in the game as Loveland shut out tonight 14-0 by the Thompson Valley Eagles. First time the Eagles have got past the Red Wolves since 2005. So going to hear from their head coach Jamie Steele hopefully in our next segment. We'll reach out to him. Roosevelt keeps on rolling as 3A Riders take down 5A Highlands Ranch. The Falcons were 0-3, but they jumped out to an early lead before Roosevelt bounced back. All but one of the touchdowns on the night for the Rough Riders scored by that man, Xavier Ramirez. He had a 1-yard run, a 20-yard run, a 30-yard run, a 60-yard run, and a 9-yard run. That's right, five of them, five touchdowns for Xavier Ramirez tonight for the Roosevelt Rough Riders as they're victorious 42-17. 3A North Central, we wondered when the Frederick Golden Eagles were going to wake up and get things rolling. They found it tonight as they walloped the Silver Creek Raptors 48-7, the final. From Frederick, Gavin Ishmael had a great first half. This is just his first half numbers, 263 yards through the air and four touchdowns as his Eagles soar tonight. Fort Morgan and Pueblo County, the Mustangs looking for their first win. They're going to have to look again next week as they fall to the Hornets 35-21. Fort Morgan led in this game 14-0 at one point, but in the end it was too much Hornets tonight. They win 35-31 in Fort Morgan. Did not get a score update all night between Vista Peak Prep, the Bison, and the Skyline Falcons, so we have no score there for you as we jump up to 4A. Only games tomorrow on the docket, also in our 4A schedule, as Longmont goes to Far Northeast. Also, the big one, number 3 Broomfield travels north to take on number 2 Erie, as those two teams both 2-1 on the season, but currently ranked number 2 and number 3, respectively, in the 4A standings. 5A games, the only one on the docket tonight, and it's a rout. Brighton all over the Poudre Impalas at French Field, 42-0 the score at last report. Poudre also 0-4 on the season now as they are routed tonight by the Brighton Bulldogs. Briggsdale kind of had the same fortune as the Pooter Impalas. They get walloped by the Arickery Bison, 56-6, the final. Briggsdale now 1-3 on the season. Arickery jumps their record to 2-1. 1A football, the Highland Huskies, they are on a bye this week, so they'll be back at it next week. We'll check in with them. And the final game to highlight or to look forward to, Front Range Christian travels tomorrow up north here to take on the Greeley, or to take on Day Spring, travels up north to Greeley is where I was trying to go with that, to take on the Day Spring Christian Eagles. The Eagles looking for their first victory of the season as they've started out with an 0-2 mark, fell to Byers a week ago, so we'll see if they can get one in the win column. That game kicks at 1 p.m. That's all the scores on our out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take a timeout here on the Alt Feedmill postgame show. When we come back, it's interview time. We'll start it off with the head coach of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, that is Chris Tedford, and then we will try to hear from Jamie Steele and a couple of others as we go down the line. But for now, we'll take a timeout. Be back with our interviews here on the Alt Feedmill postgame shows after these messages on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com. Find out why Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins and Loveland is called the best pizza place in the state. Locally owned and operated, Crazy Carl's not only produces the most delicious pizza and wings, they support the community. Whether it's serving up a delicious slice at CSU games or working with local preps teams, Crazy Carl's Pizza is everywhere. There's no better place to watch football this fall, as they have NFL Sunday Ticket and 30-plus college games showing on tons of TVs. The best pizza, the best football watching environment, and simply the best at what they do. Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins and Loveland.
Hi, it's Jolene from Weld Community Credit Union. Kristen, do you know there are a lot of perks when joining our credit union?
Like coffee?
No, like being a member owner, and we have some of the best rates in town.
Oh, like our staff wearing jeans for a cause and raising funds for local nonprofits?
That's right, and we want like-minded, community-oriented people to join us.
Apply online at weldccu.com.
Any other perks?
A real person answers the phone during business hours.
Nice. Can we go get coffee now?
Let's go. Insured by NCUI, NMLS 399914.
In the ag industry, hard work and experience are the two most important attributes to possess. Livestock Exchange LLC has been working hard for the people of Colorado in brush since 1969. For a full rundown of upcoming cattle sales, hay auctions, or just the monthly sales schedule, visit livestockexchange.org. If you're looking for high quality and personal service, no matter the size of your operation, look no further than Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado. Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Brian Gary here for Happy Life Gardens in Evans. They are on a mission to help us with all the materials and know-how to be successful in our gardening and landscaping projects. I went in to see Eddie and the crew with some questions and ideas for my yard. I was knocked out by how much they cared about what I was doing and made sure that I had what I needed for my project. They have everything you need to turn your yard into the oasis you've been wanting. Happy Life Gardens is also a steel dealer, so you can get everything you need to make your project a hit. Happy Life Gardens, 2037th Street in Evans.
Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
And we welcome you back to the Aloe Fiber Studios All-Female Postgame Show as we go to the phones for the first time tonight, and we will welcome in the head coach of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats, that is Chris Tedford. Coach, kind of bounced off of you all day trying to get you on the show, but finally about 12 hours later we have you, so thank you for joining us, and congratulations on getting that first win as the head man of the Sabercats last night.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pleasure for me to be here. Be able to talk a little ball with you.
Yes, sir. You guys, we're going to go back a week to start the interview because I think you maybe felt, I shouldn't say felt like, but it looked like from my perspective, just watching from a computer screen, you guys were on your way to that first victory a week ago. You come up short, but you've got to be happy with the way that your team bounced back and had fight and took down Windsor last night.
Oh, yeah, man. Really proud of the guys in terms of bouncing back. Yeah, last week against Brighton was a tough win. You have kind of tail of two halves. Everything went right for us in the first half. Nothing went right for us in the second half. You know, a couple of turnovers and things like that. So it was tough. So really proud of how we came back and we played against Windsor, played a really good football a football game against a good football team. You know, Coach Jones does a really good job over that program, and he had them rolling. So really proud of the guys. And we had to face some adversity, kind of face some of the same demons we'd faced all, you know, all year long in some of our football games, and we're able to overcome them. So proud of those guys.
Yeah, and I think when you play a team like Windsor, I mean, they've been in some tight ones, so they know what tight football is like. Not to say that you guys haven't, but I mean, they had three wins by a combined 6 points coming in, so they know how to grit it out. So for you guys to be able to come out on top, and then maybe talk to us a little bit about some of that adversity that they seen in the first three games that you guys were able to overcome in this fourth one.
You know, the biggest thing for us is just looking for the magic formula, I guess, for our defense. You know, we opened up the week one against Loveland, and you know, just dynamite on offense, but we couldn't stop them to save our lives. And so that was a real frustrating loss. And then, you know, turn around, you know, Grandview is a good football team. They're down a little bit, but it's a real good football team. You know, we had a little bit better performance out of our defense. You know, offense kind of spit and sputtered, trying to force some things a little bit. So, you know, we felt like we competed pretty good, but, you know, we left some things on the table. That was a 17-10 football game or 17-7 football game at halftime, and then kind of let a few things kind of weigh on us in the second half. And then Brighton is just like I said, you know, you go in at halftime 28-8, you feel real good about what you're doing, and it just, you know, just fell apart on us. You know, we needed to stop at the defense. We couldn't get it. And so, you know, come against, you know, Windsor, you know, we were facing adversity early with our defense. You know, had some early turnovers, faced some bad field position, you know, give up a fake punt, stuff like that. And a big play early was for us to hold them to a field goal. We had great field position inside the 10-yard line. And that's a big moment for our defense, as much as they'd struggled in the previous three games to get those stops. And, you know, and that was a big deal in the game. We let them score a touchdown right there. I told the kids, I said, they score a touchdown right there. You know, that's a kick or field goal instead of a touchdown. So that's 4 points they didn't get. And then we stuffed them a couple times on a 2-point conversion. And that's those, you know, they get one of those, that's the other 2 points. You know, that's the difference in the football game, you know, because that's 600 points they would have gotten. And they had a chance to win that game right there. So really proud of those guys. And then kind of a full team win, because we come around the second half and really got some good play out of our offense. And we're able to really answer some things that Windsor were doing and kind of maintain our 2-score lead, which was huge.
Yeah, you talk about the defense, which I'm glad you did, because those stats are kind of hard to find, really, when you go through and you know, you look for highlights and everybody wants to put up the offensive side of things. And I was going to hit on Colton Pollock, as he had four touchdowns last night, says nearly 200 yards rushing is what I was able to find. So you can hit on Colton, but I guess you probably got to brag on the offensive line a little bit to set up some of those as well.
Oh, yeah. Offensive line's doing a great job. You know, we got big old Gage Ginther. We've been really intentional about trying to run behind him. I mean, great combination to get behind him with Colton Pollock, two great players and stuff. So really blessed to have those guys. And so, yeah, the offensive line's doing good, you know, rushing the ball well. You know, we've been rushing the ball pretty well. You know, last week against Brighton, we had 174 yards, you know, stuff. We had a great offense performance last week. You know, just kind of, got away from us. And so, but what I liked about last night is that it was a team win. You know, we had Colton getting four, but you know, you had the offensive line in front of him doing some good stuff, had some key catches and key moments on some big throws. I think scoring right before halftime was big. And then just our defensive unit all the way around, you know, played really good. Defense front did good. It was nice to have Gage Decklever back in the middle. And we missed him the first couple of weeks. And, you know, Jake Toshkoff played some linebacker, did some good stuff. You know, Luke was back. He missed last week. Luke Christian, another linebacker, he was out last week. We missed him. And so just really proud of those guys and how they stepped up and played.
Yeah, it's always good, like you said, to get healthy, get guys back, and keep rocking and rolling. I'd be remiss. I know you're proud of this football team, but I would be remiss if we didn't ask about your previous football team, as you've got to be happy for the guys just a little bit to the south of where you're at now. You had a team on the rise there, and obviously moved up and everything. But I know you probably still check in on those guys, and I know it's always a good day if you're a former Thompson Valley guy when they get by the Red Wolves of Loveland.
Man, you guys have no idea, man, how big of a deal that is for those guys. I got goosebumps just thinking about it, my wife was kind of, she's on the phone, kind of giving me the updates and all that stuff on that deal as it come. And, oh, yeah, you have no idea how big that is. I think, you know, people in that community kind of have an idea. But it's been, you know, I think Thompson Valley only has, like, two wins in the last, like, 28 years against those Tigers and stuff. And so, huge win. I feel proud for those kids and proud for Coach Steele. You know, really happy for them to kind of break through on that one. You know, disappointed I didn't get the win on against them early this year, but they got the revenge for me. So so great. That's a huge win. I mean, those people will be on cloud nine, man. That's awesome. I feel so good for them. And that community and stuff like that around those guys. You know, you build it up. But that's a good football team down there. They have. You know, I left it in pretty good shape, you know, with a good senior class and a good group of juniors and sophomores behind him. So, you know, I think, you know, Jamie's in a great spot right there. He can really take that program and really elevate it and take it and take the next level. He's done a good job putting together good staff and keeping it going. So really, really proud of what's happening down there.
Yeah, it's always fun. That's a good couple of days for you, Coach. You get your first win there, and you guys get rocking and rolling on your side. Then you get to see your old squad. So congratulations on a big couple of days. Keep the wins coming, and we'll try to catch up with you a couple more times throughout the season.
You bet, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, there he is, the head coach of the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. They win 35-30 last night, get their first victory of the season. Chris Tedford's first victory as the head man. They win 35-30. We struck out on our other two interviews, but we're kind of bumped up against time anyways, so maybe we can get them. Do we have Preps Rewind in the morning? Maybe Mr. Danson can get those guys gathered up in the morning and talk to them. You heard the excitement in Coach Tedford's voice, not just for his team's win, and I know he's moved on and all of those types of things, and he's happy with where he's at, but you could tell that he still loves where he was, and he was happy for his team, his former team, tonight as well. So hopefully we can get Coach Steele on tomorrow and get his thoughts on the game as well. A wild one tonight in Loveland as the Thompson Valley Eagles knock out the Loveland Red Wolves 14-0, the final there. That'll wrap us up on our Alt Feedmill postgame show. We thank you all for riding along with us and hanging out with us tonight. We will turn it over to regular programming. That will be the Colorado Preps scoreboard show. So if you didn't get a score that you wanted, like anything south of northern Colorado, then or east or west, I guess, from our little area up here, check in with Kevin Schaefer. He'll have all of it for you. We have Preps Rewind tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock as well. And so that'll do it for us. For Angel Padilla, who started this whole thing off several hours ago now with Football Night in Northern Colorado, Michael Spellin, Coach Bruce Dick out at the field, Micah Kilpatrick behind the glass doing all the dirty work, keeping us on. My name's Kyle Johnson. We thank you for joining us. Have a blessed week, everybody. We'll see you in a week on Football Night in Northern Colorado. We'll start it again 5 o'clock next Friday. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.